It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-1. Line down to left field line in the air. Murphy over to the corner. Tanner reaches out, dives, and made the catch. Soaring through the sky.
1-0.
Swing and a drive. Deep to left field. Ramirez to the berm. Grand slam. Home run. The Brooklyn Cyclones take a 9-7 lead.
First toss. Breaking ball clobbered. Deep to left field. Out to the wall. Gone.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome out to Maimonides Park in beautiful Coney Island, Brooklyn, New York. And game number six of this six-game series featuring your Brooklyn Cyclones and the visiting Greenville Drive. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 2 o'clock scheduled first pitch today. Eastern European Day here at Maimonides Park. The Cyclones and the Drive special on-field ceremony going on the diamond right now, commemorating and recognizing all the war efforts being fought right now, especially on the front lines in Ukraine. Quite a few Ukrainian soldiers are here at the ballpark today as well. It has been a beautiful scene. That's where Johnny Gadamowicz is right now. He's emceeing all the events on the diamond as we speak. But Brooklyn looking to close out this homestand on a positive note after yesterday the Drive swept the doubleheader to capture the series. Greenville taking game one 9-2, a game that was a lot closer than the final score showed. Brooklyn trailed by just one entering the seventh inning, but the Drive scored six runs in the top of the seventh inning despite scoring or tallying just one base hit in that final frame of regulation. A series of errors and walks was what helped Greenville put the game out of reach. Then in game two, it was a pitcher's duel. Tyler Stewart went five innings, gave up one run, struck out nine, was matching a career high for the 23-year-old right-hander as we send it down to the field for the Ukrainian national anthem. Welcome you back here. Justin Rock with you as we sent it down to the field for the Ukrainian national anthem. But talking about last night's ball game, Brooklyn dropping game two, 2-1. We mentioned the pitcher's duel. Drake Osborne tied the game for Brooklyn in the second inning with a home run to left. But it was in extra innings that Greenville came away with the victory, scoring a run on Ronald Rosario's chopped RBI single in the top of the eighth. Brooklyn put the tying and winning runs in scoring position, but were unable to complete the comeback as Brooklyn dropped to 1-9 in doubleheader games so far this season. But Brooklyn will have a great chance to salvage the final game of this set against the South Division leading Drive. It'll be Blade Tidwell, the Mets top pitching prospect, on the mound today for Brooklyn. 2-3, a 4.93 ERA, has allowed just two earned runs in his last 16 and a third innings dating back over his last four starts. While for Greenville, it'll be one of the Red Sox top 30 prospects, Angel Bastardo, number 24 on Baseball America's list of updated top 30 farmhands. Bastardo 0-4, a 4.34 ERA, but among the league leaders in strikeouts. And he will oppose Tidwell today. So a couple of top 30 prospects in the Mets and Red Sox organization squaring off against one another. We'll also have our David Buster's Kid Caster of the game joining Johnny and I in the bottom of the third today. And in addition to all the wonderful Sunday Fun Day and Eastern European Day celebrations, it should be a wonderful afternoon under the sunshine on Coney Island. We'll take a break when we come back. We will get you starting lineups and first pitch. Brooklyn and Greenville, Mets and Red Sox, final game of this six-game series coming your way in just a matter of moments. You're tuning in on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Welcome back here to Maimonides Park on Coney Island. Cyclones and Drive about ready to get on the airwaves here on Coney Island. And we are joined now by our fearless public address announcer, Rick. Rick, making your way over to this side of the broadcast end of things. How you doing today, buddy?
Yeah, no, this is great. This is something that I used to do back in college, doing some broadcasting, so I figured I would just join you here since you're on pregame for this wonderful afternoon of baseball and revelry we have going on here. So a lot of excitement happening here and a lot of good things going on. So a pleasure to be on with you, Justin.
Yeah, it's been very exciting here at the ballpark, Eastern European Day here on Coney Island. Pregame ceremony is going on as we speak, but we've had a fun week here on Coney Island already. A lot of different celebrations. 80s night on Friday. Yesterday, our Margaritaville night. You've been here for a number of years, Rick. Is there a favorite promotion you've had over the years? I know you've dressed up really nicely for 70s and 80s night already this season.
I appreciate that. Yeah, the wardrobe always goes in handy with that, too. Look, if you're a Brooklyn Cyclones fan, you know that coming up we have Seinfeld night towards August, and that won minor league promotion of the year for several years running. So that's one of the big ones that everyone looks forward to is Seinfeld night and all of that. There are some great ones going on this year, too. There's a lot of great creativity with a lot of the themes that we have going on here coming up. Obviously, you know, Jurassic Park weekend, the first weekend of July is going to be exciting. And listen, you know, it's always also fun to kind of honor the people that have got us here and have kept us safe. So FDNY night was Friday night. We're going to have an NYPD night. There'll definitely be a law enforcement appreciation and EMTs and all of that. So, you know, you can't have baseball without at least thanking and honoring those that helped keep us safe and helped keep everything moving. And as much as, you know, every other night is amazing, for me personally, those nights really stick out just because of all the honor and the privilege that it is to really be a part of those evenings.
Is it ever surreal for you working here on Coney Island in Brooklyn, Mets affiliate right around the corner from Flushing, Queens and Citi Field? And, I mean, this is just an absolutely outrageous skyline here on Coney Island. I mean, I've pinched myself a few times already this season, especially being a New York and New Jersey guy, but obviously great minus the traffic on the Bell Parkway.
Well, you know, you have to take the good with the bad, right? And so, yeah, I mean, I started here back in 2015. I was doing scoreboard operations, so to kind of just be involved in that area was fun as a big lifelong Mets fan growing up. And then coming out of the pandemic, obviously, to be able to become the public address announcer for an affiliate of a team that I loved growing up was something that I fell into and was so thrilled that I was able to fall into it. And I explained to my wife recently, you know, that opportunities like this really don't come that often for me. Like, when I went to college, I was never the number one guy. You know, I was never the STAA talent guy that got all the awards and all of that. But I did have a dream to do something like this, and so being on this side of it is incredible. Being on your side of it is incredible, too, but there's something about being the voice that gets everyone standing up and moving around and all that announcing lineups is amazing. You know, I've announced guys like Pete Alonso, Francisco Alvarez, Brett Beatty, even when, you know, the rehab guys were here, Noah Syndergaard, Jed Lowry, back when the Cyclones won the championship. You never think you're going to be able to do it, and then just to be able to have that in your bag is just something that is a rewarding experience, bar none, no question about it.
And it's got to be extra special as well because you've been able to put your own flair and your own little fun spin on things, having inside jokes with fans and King Henry down on the field as well. It's got to be awesome to be able to implement those kinds of things into the ball game each night here on Coney Island.
Yeah, you know, I love going off the cuff with a lot of that stuff. That's kind of my MO with that. When I was an actor back in high school too, you know, that was the idea, is that we always acted with what we had and made the best of what we could do with it. So I do love that sort of improvisational nature of everything. But that's taken some time. You know, I learned from one of the best. Prior to me was Mark Fratto, who's now the PA announcer for the Washington Wizards and New York City FC, and he indirectly show me the ropes on how to do everything, so I kind of just roll with it. But yeah, I mean, there's stuff that I do on Brooklyn Jefes nights, my Spanish language announcements. Thank you, Rosetta Stone, for sponsoring my Spanish language learnings, and everything else, you know, the Margaritaville, the 70s, the 80s, just leaning into it, because the one thing that I know for a fact going into a baseball stadium is as soon as the microphone goes on, it's just game time and it's show time. And if you don't give a great show, even if it's on the field, if it's a 2-1 game, you still got to make it sound like it's a 5-0 game or an exciting finish at the end. So I try and bring that every single time out, for sure.
How much fun is it to build off the environment here on Coney Island? I mean, that's something that it's been so much fun for Johnny and I, especially late game. There's been a lot of late game situations here this year already, 5 walk-off victories. Yep. But to be able to channel the energy of the crowd and the excitement of everybody here at Maimonides Park is so easy to do, but it's just an amazing feeling to be able to take advantage of that.
Oh, the atmosphere is a carnival every single day, no matter what happens. I mean, again, when I started here in 2015, the right field stands, the walk down, the backyard carnival, that was another seating section. So you had fans behind there, like coming off the boardwalk, coming to watch the game, or just hearing everything. I've seen these roller coasters go up and change, you know, all the time. You know, I've seen these signs change. I've seen more mascots than I can think of. I've seen new people come through here every single time, new staff members, new employees, the fans that come through. You just feed off of that. You have to. I mean, it's an amazing environment. It truly is. It's one of the most iconic environments in all of minor league baseball. I know Dayton has a lot that they love about how many salads they have, but I dare a Dayton Dragons fan to come here to Brooklyn to see how it is in Coney Island, because, like you said, this skyline and this setting is just incredible, and one of the best places, I think, to see a baseball game in all of the United States.
I mean, it is just aesthetically as beautiful as it gets. You get the ocean, you get the amusement park rides, you've got Nathan's right around the corner as well, you've got the boardwalk out beyond right field, the parachute jump. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, but Cyclones on the road over the course of the next week before we return home for 2 weeks. Any fun plans while the team is on the road, Rick?
Yeah, actually, I have some going home and cooking to get to, actually. You know, when I'm not here, my wife and I kind of divvy up the dinner plans, but when I'm home, I get right in the kitchen and I start just cooking up some great meals. So I'm looking forward to doing that once again, for sure.
What's the go-to meal to cook?
Right now, we're doing Cheddar Bay biscuit crumbled cod. But the go-to meal, the meal that made her fall in love with me, was sesame chicken over a bed of rice pilaf with orange carrots.
Ooh, that sounds good. You're going to make that for the entire press box at some point this season? You're going to bring in the trays?
If dared, I definitely will, for sure. That'll be great. That'll be great.
That is absolutely fantastic. Rick, our wonderful PA announcer, thank you so much for taking the time to join us on the pregame show today, as these wonderful pregame ceremonies being emceed by the man that normally holds your spot, Johnny Gadamowicz, down on the field doing a marvelous job. Yep. A lot of moving parts here on this Sunday afternoon, but a great reason for all the celebration today and a beautiful day to have it nonetheless. Rick, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Justin. And again, I'm keeping the seat warm for Johnny, as per usual.
And the microphone warm.
Absolutely.
As well. After a wonderful day, I'm glad Rick found his lost shaker assault last night here on Margaritaville night at the ballpark. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get to those starting lineups in first pitch. Brooklyn and Greenville. Game number 6 of 6 coming your way in a matter of moments here on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Time at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Back here on the Cyclones Radio Network pregame show, Eastern European Day at the ballpark, waiting for the national anthem to get underway. Let's take a quick look at the starting lineups for today's series finale. First for the Greenville Drive, put together by their skipper. That is Iggy Suarez. Max Ferguson leads off at short. Eduardo Lopez, center fielder, bats in the two spot today. Blaze Jordan at third base hits third. Brian Gonzalez, DH, is in the cleanup spot. Tyler Miller back over at first base hits fifth. Ronald Rosario had the game-winning base hit for Greenville in extra innings yesterday. He'll bat sixth and be behind the plate. Miguel Ugueto had a two-run single in game one yesterday. He'll bat seventh.
Nick Decker, right fielder, is in the eight hole with Carson Simas batting ninth and Manning second base. Angel Bastardo on the hill for the drive. This is the lineup he'll face. Put together for the Brooklyn Cyclones by their manager, Chris Newell. Jalen Palmer slots into the leadoff spot. He'll play right field. Kevin Parada had off in game two. He'll bat second and be behind the plate. Alex Ramirez bats third. He is in center field. William Lugo is in the cleanup spot. He will be the shortstop. Mateo Gil back at third base. He had off in game two yesterday. He is in the five-hole. Chase Estep at first, hit sixth. Eduardo Salazar is in the seventh spot. He'll play in left field. Cesar Berbessi at second, hits eighth. And rounding out the order, batting ninth, is the designated hitter DeAndre Smith with the right-hander Blake Tidwell, the Mets top pitching prospect scheduled to take the ball for the Cyclones this afternoon. Beautiful day here in Brooklyn. So glad you could join us here on Coney Island right now here in Brooklyn. 71 degrees as we barrel towards first pitch. Real feel in the sunshine. Closer to 82. Starting to feel more and more like a summer month here on Coney Island. What a beautiful scene. Big crowd on hand here tonight as the Cyclones and Drive get ready to close up this series. Plenty of first pitch honorees going on right now here at Maimonides Park as part of Eastern European Day on Coney Island. Plenty of blue and yellow marking the Ukrainian flag throughout the ballpark. Brooklyn taking a look at the South Atlantic League today, as well as the league standings. Brooklyn coming into play today in last place in the North, 8.5 games back. First place, Hudson Valley. Hard to believe, but in a couple of weeks, the first half of the season will come to a close. I believe June 22nd. So Friday is the first day of the second half of the 2023 season. Greenville coming into play today, a game up on second place Winston-Salem. But looking at the South Atlantic League scoreboard right now, one game in a delayed start due to rain. That is in Bowling Green. Hot Rods and the Dash, Austin Vernon against Connor McCullough, if and when that game gets underway. End of three in Rome. The Braves a 10-1 lead on the Crawdads. Right now, Rome getting a start from Hunter Riggins. A grand slam in that ball game from third baseman David McCabe. Rome 10 runs in the bottom half of the third inning. Middle of the fifth, down by the shore. Hudson Valley a 1-0 lead on the Blue Claws. Rafael Flores, an RBI single. Drew Thorpe making the start for the Renegades today. Jersey Shore already into their bullpen. Bottom one, Greensboro and Wilmington are scoreless. Anthony Solometo against Danell Diaz. And they are heading to the bottom of the first in Aberdeen. Ironbirds wrapping up the first six games of their 12-game homestand. They trail Asheville 1-0 thanks to a home run from Logan Cerny. Making the start, Miguel Ulloa against Kyle Verbitsky out of Penn State. Well, the Brooklyn Cyclones being introduced to the crowd as we speak here at Maimonides Park, getting ready to take the field. The final day of play ball weekend as Brooklyn sporting these nifty Mets-themed black uniforms with the home run apple clear as day on the back. We'll take a break. When we come back, we will have a first pitch, Brooklyn and Greenville, Red Sox and Mets, and South Atlantic League High A baseball coming up in just a matter of moments. You're listening on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back out to Maimonides Park here on Coney Island as Cyclones and Drive getting ready to wrap up this six-game series. A little bit of a later first pitch time than we anticipated, but that is more than all right as the Cyclones looking to close out this homestand with a victory. Justin Rock alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. Another quick look at the starting lineups. First for the Drive, put together there by their skipper, Iggy Suarez, Max Ferguson, Eduardo Lopez, Blaze Jordan, the top third of the order at short, center, and third, respectively. Brian Gonzalez, Tyler Miller, Ronald Rosario, the heart, DH first baseman and catcher, with Miguel Ugueto, Nick Daker, and Carson Simas rounding out the starting nine. Blake Tidwell getting the start for Brooklyn this afternoon. Tidwell, his 10th start of the year, 2-3, a 4.93 ERA, 24 hits and 34 and two-thirds innings, 29 walks, 50 strikeouts, a 1.95 opponent batting average. So Max Ferguson will lead things off for Greenville in the top half of the first inning. Ferguson entered in the fifth inning of Game 2 yesterday, went 0-1, playing at second base. Ferguson, 2 for 15 in the series, hitting at 240 on the year, 3 homers and 17 RBIs. Righty is ready. The lefty batter sees the first pitch high. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and we are underway at 2:14 Eastern time. The 1-0, and Ferguson fouls it back. It is 1-1. Johnny, how was it down there on the field today?
It was fun. A lot of festivities going on, a lot of different groups and musical performers as well, and great to see those that served as well.
As the 1-1 inside, 2-1, yes, several Ukrainian soldiers being honored here at the ballpark today as a part of Eastern European Day at Maimonides Park. The 2-1, and Ferguson a foul tip into the glove of Parada. It's 2-2.
It's always nice when the ballpark has a little bit of an extra buzz, extra flair going on, and on a beautiful Sunday afternoon, a packed house on hand here today.
Great crowd on hand to close out the homestand, the 2-2. Foul back out of play. It remains at 2-2. Tidwell matching up right now against his old college teammate, Ferguson, a fifth-round pick of the Padres out of Tennessee in 2021. Tidwell, Mets second-round pick last year. The 2-2
At the letter, strike three called. Ferguson punched out on the late strike three. Max can't believe it, but Tidwell wins the battle of former Volunteers. And the first batter of the game sat down, one out in the top of the first. That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for liability, convenience, and satisfaction. Eduardo Lopez, the hitter, and he takes up and away. It's 1-0. Lopez, 0-for-4 in game one yesterday, struck out three times in that contest. The 1-0, up and away for ball two. Lopez, 0-for his last 10, hitting at .258, two homers, 23 RBIs. Righty against lefty, the 2-0, and the slider from Tidwell across for strike one. Defensively for Brooklyn behind Tidwell this afternoon, left to right in the outfield, Eduardo Salazar, Alex Ramirez, and Jalen Palmer. As Lopez takes high, it's three balls and a strike. Third to first around the infield, Mateo Gil, William Lugo, Cesar Berbessi, and Chase Eastep. Tidwell's 3-1, and Lopez laid on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. It's full. Kevin Parada doing the catching behind the plate. The payoff delivery, and Lopez swings and misses for strike three. 93-mile-an-hour fastball up. And number two in black starts his day with back-to-back strikeouts, two down in the top of the first. Painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Located in Brooklyn in the Bronx for liability, convenience, and satisfaction. Blaze Jordan, the batter, and he's laid on 95 down. It is 0-1. Jordan, 1-for-3, had an RBI and a walk in game one yesterday, hitting at .301. Seven homers, 37 runs batted in as this flipped to the right into the seats. And the count quickly 0-2. Right now here on Coney Island, 71 degrees. Real feel at 81. 7 mile per hour wind gusts to the south-southeast. American flag in center blowing straight towards us. The 0-2. And Jordan takes high. It's one ball and two strikes. Could have been a foe of Tidwell in the SEC, Blaze. Drafted out of high school in Mississippi, was a Mississippi State commit. 1-2. And that fouled straight to the screen. Remains at a ball and two strikes. Tidwell had a couple of abbreviated starts last week down in Jersey Shore. The 1-2 from Blade outside. And it's two balls and two strikes through 3 2/3 in the series opener. Two-hit shutout baseball, then went 2 2/3 in the series finale last Sunday. 2-2 over the screen and into the lower seating bowl. Still at two balls and two strikes. His last outing a week ago today did not allow a hit, did permit an unearned run. 62 pitches, 37 strikes. The 2-2 up and away with a fastball. And it's full, three balls and two strikes. Next pitch will be number 20 in the inning for Blade. A payoff. Breaking ball low for ball four, and Jordan works a walk. So battles back from behind in the count 0-2 to coax a two-out free pass. First base runner of the day for the drive. And there is one on, two out for Brian Gonzalez. Gonzalez, 1-for-4, struck out three times in game two, was 2-for-8. Scored twice during the doubleheader. Righty batter open stance. And he takes outside and low. It's 1-0. Gonzalez, 7-game hitting streak. 8-4 his last 29. Average at .233 on the season. 5 home runs, 26 batted in. The 1-0. And Gonzalez checked his swing on the high slider. Did not offer, says the base umpire. It's two balls and no strikes. Umpiring crew today. Elliot Melton behind the plate with Brian Laws on the bases. The 2-0 swing and a miss. Fastball up at 94. And it's two balls and one strike. Hazy skies here on Coney Island on this Sunday. Luna Park amusement rides in full swing as Gonzalez can't catch up to 94. And it's even at 2-2. A lot of fastballs from Tidwell so far in the first. As one of the best fastballs and widely seen as the best slider among Mets pitching prospects. The 2-2. And Gonzalez can't hit the fastball, strike three, 94 in. And Tidwell works around a two-out walk to strike out three in a spotless top of the first. No runs, no hits, one left. At the end of a half an inning, it is Greenville nothing and Brooklyn coming to bat on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business. You can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the first inning, Angel Bastardo on the mound for the drive this afternoon. Quick run through of the Brooklyn lineup. He'll face Jalen Palmer, Kevin Parada, Alex Ramirez at the top, right fielder, catcher, and center fielder. William Lugo, Mateo Gil, Chase Estep at the heart, shortstop, third baseman, and first baseman with Eduardo Salazar, Cesar Berbessi, and DeAndre Smith rounding out the lineup at left field, second base, and DH, respectively. Angel Bastardo on the mound for the drive today. He'll face off against Jalen Palmer, who steps up to the plate to lead things off. Palmer made a couple of starts in left field yesterday, 1-for-5 in the doubleheader with an RBI. Also walked, and he pulls the first pitch foul up the third base line. It's 0-1. Bastardo standing at 6'1", 175 pounds, will turn 21 later this month from Morón, Venezuela. Red Sox, number 24 prospect by Baseball America, number 29 by MLB.com. Making his 11th start, 0-4, a 4.34 ERA. The 0-1, and Palmer takes low. It's one ball and one strike. 37 hits allowed in 47 and two-thirds innings, 25 walks, 64 strikeouts. As Palmer can't catch up to 86, it's 1-2. Bastardo, no decision. His last start last Sunday, 3 runs, 2 earned on 5 hits and 4 2/3 as Palmer strikes out swinging. Looked like a changeup that time from Bastardo, and he dispatches the first batter he faces, one out in the first. One out for Kevin Parada. Only played in game one yesterday, went 0-for-2, walked and scored a run. 4-for-15 in the series, hitting at 245 on the year. And the fastball from Bastardo on the outside, black at 94. It is 0-1. 4 homers, 17 RBIs, 729 OPS for the number 11 pick in last year's draft, the 0-1. And Parada lunging at the off-speed at 85. And the count 0-2. Defensively behind Bastardo, left to right in the outfield, Miguel Ugueto, Eduardo Lopez, and Nick Decker. Third to first around the horn, Blaze Jordan, Max Ferguson, Carson Simas, and Tyler Miller. As Parada takes in the dirt, it's 1-2. Ronald Rosario doing the catching behind the plate. Bastardo. The 1-2 pitch. And Parada rolls it into the Camerwell third base side. And it's still at 1-2. Bastardo signed for $35,000 out of Venezuela. A 1-2 outside. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Struck out over 30% of hitters faced so far this year. Is 2-2. Parada pulls it on the ground left side, past the diving glove of Ferguson, and into left field for a base hit. So, first knock of the game for Brooklyn. First base runner of the day for the Cyclones. And Brooklyn with one on, one out. For the center fielder, Alex Ramirez, 99 miles an hour off the bat on the Parada base hit. One on, one out for Alex Ramirez. Ramirez 0 for 3 in game 2 yesterday, 0 for 6 in the doubleheader with a pair of strikeouts. And he fouls it off his front leg. It's 0-1. Ramirez hitting at 253, 5 home runs, 29 runs batted in. 3 for 17 in the first 5 games of this 6-game set. Bastardo worked from the first base side. The right-hander's 0-1. And Ramirez takes a strike at the letters. It is 0-2. Bastardo. Fastball in that mid-90s range. It's a real good changeup in the mid-80s. And there it is again as Ramirez strikes out. Good vertical breakdown. And that's the second strikeout today for Bastardo. Two out in the first. Here comes William Lugo. Lugo, 1 for 3 in game 2 last night, 1 for 6 in the twin bill. And with the long pink sleeves, takes outside, it's 1-0. Lugo hitting at 194, 2 home runs, 9 runs batted in. 5 for 18 in this series, however. A 1-0 pitch, and Lugo swings through a breaking ball, it's 1-1. Bastardo works in a mid-80s curve, upper 80s slider. The 1-1 outside and low. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. A lot of folks believe he's got the ability to be a long-term starter in the organization. Looking to continue to improve the quality of those pitches. And, of course, the ability to locate them as well. The 2-1, Lugo, high chopping ground ball towards the third base dugout. It's 2-2. One on, two out. Bottom of the first inning, Brooklyn and Greenville are scoreless. But has shown the ability to miss bats this year. Also a good ground ball rate so far this season. The 2-2. Lugo watches that bounce in the dirt. Runner breaks towards second. Throw down by Rosario. Not in time. So Kevin Parada, good base running. Takes second on the dirt ball. And it's full 3-2 on Lugo. But the go-ahead run in scoring position. Bottom of the 2 o'clock hour. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn will be on the road on Tuesday. Open up a 6-game road trip against Aberdeen. Bastardo's payoff pitch, and Lugo in the air to center field. First step in, and staying there is Lopez to make the catch. Maybe a few more steps to his left, but the side is retired. No runs, one hit, one man left at the end of one, no score on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, You're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the expertise and experience to provide a high-performance, single-source electrical solution. Just the third start at home this year for Blade Tidwell. This is 10th start overall. Kind of hard to believe that. I think we blew your mind earlier when Johnny realized that Tidwell did not make a start here at home during the month of April.
Or the month of June at that point, right? Or yeah. Wasn't there one more? It was April and...
It was April and had not started at home here in June right. Until this afternoon.
Right.
But a lot of road starts for Blade so far in the South Atlantic League. The first pitch to Tyler Miller, a strike. It is 0-1.
I'm sure he wishes he had a couple of more home starts. With how hard it is to hit here at Maimonides Park would help the ERA a bit, perhaps.
The 0-1 cut on and missed. Fastball at 93. It's 0-2. Miller 1-for-4 with an RBI double in game two yesterday. 1-for-6 with a pair of walks in the twin bill. The 0-2 inside and low. It's 1-2. Miller, former 23rd round pick of the Pirates at a Spanish Ford High School in Alabama. Started his college career playing community college ball in Mississippi. 1-2 outside, it's 2-2. Played at East Mississippi Community College. And what a great name for a town, Scuba, Mississippi. I hope their mascot is Scuba Steve from Big Daddy. Swing and a miss, got him, strike three. Four outs for Tidwell today. All four have been strikeouts, this time on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball.
He's generating a lot of swings and misses as well. Just appears to be in total control here early.
I've counted at least 7 swings and misses already. As Ronald Rosario takes outside and low, it's 1-0. Rosario, the hero of game two last night for the drive, had the go-ahead RBI single in the eighth. The 1-0, and Rosario laid on 93. It's 1-1. Rosario has been one of the big surprise stars in the Red Sox org so far this year. The 1-1, slash down the right field line. It's 1-2. 1-for-4 with that RBI in game two yesterday, but between Greenville and Salem this year, hitting .286, .830 OPS, 2 homers, 18 RBIs. Just 20 years old, will not turn 21 until New Year's Day next year. Rosario line drive into left coming on Salazar, and he'll make the catch down by his waist for the second out. Brooklyn today wearing the road blacks, or not the road blacks, but the alternate black uniforms. Brooklyn across the chest in royal blue, white, and orange border around it. Blue numerals on the front, that same white and orange border around it. Blue piping around the collar down the front of the jersey as Miguel Ugueto takes outside for ball one. On the back, the home run apple. Commemorating the Big Apple here in New York City. Blue numeral right in the middle of that red piece of fruit with a white outline around it as Ugueto takes ball two. White pants for Tidwell all the way down to the ankles. Red and gold piping along the side. Blue and white Nike cleats. Mets colors 2-0. Slider strike. And it is 2-1. Royal blue cap, royal blue bill. With the orange interlocking BK logo on the front. Tidwell's 2-1. And this hammered out to left center field. Coming on is Salazar. He won't get there. We'll have to play it on a hop. Thought Ugueto hit it better than he actually did. Got it off the end of the bat. And he has the drive's first hit of the game. One on and two out in the top of the second for Nick Decker. Decker. 1-for-2, walked, stole a pair of bases in game two yesterday. 1-for-3 with an RBI throughout the course of the doubleheader. Lefty with an open stance, and this pulled on the ground foul to the right. It is 0-1. Decker average at 200 for the season. Two homers and nine RBIs. Third baseman Gill playing back and off the line. Throwback to first. Oh, not in time. Oh, my goodness. Kevin Parada about three quarters of the way to the first base dugout. Was an outstanding move by Tidwell. Looked like they caught Ugueto leaning. Estep put his hands on his head. And hard to tell from that camera angle there. Estep in disbelief. I thought he had him. Just based on how quickly Tidwell got the throw over there. The 0-1. And Decker loses his footing on the fastball at 94. Front foot slid out from underneath him. It's 0-2.
I think all nine guys on the field for Brooklyn and everybody in the dugout had their jaw hit the floor.
Seen a couple of close calls on the bases in this series, but the umpires predominantly have been correct. Runner goes 0-2 high. Throw down by Parada. The tag by Lugo. Not in time. It's a stolen base for Miguel Ugueto. Sort of had to coordinate an awkward slide around the tag. Sort of a barrel rolled in there. Eighth stolen base of the season for the 20-year-old Ugueto. So Decker has a man in scoring position with two out. And time called as Parada will walk out to the mound to talk with his fellow top draft pick from last year. Hard to believe, but the MLB draft, it's almost been a full year since Tidwell and Parada were selected by the Mets coming up in early July, right around the All-Star break. It will take place out in Seattle this year. The same site of the All-Star game. Decker chokes up from the left-hand side. 1-2. Cut on and miss. Strike three. 95-mile-an-hour fastball up and in. Tidwell, five strikeouts through two shutout innings so far today. No runs, a hit, one left. At the end of one and a half, no score on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the second inning. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Mateo Gill, Chase Estep, Eduardo Salazar. 3-2 up for Brooklyn in the inning. Brooklyn unable to capitalize on Kevin Parada's one-out single in the first. Mateo Gill hitless in game one yesterday. Did not play the nightcap. And he takes low for ball one. He actually called a strike. It is 0-1. Righty fires. And Gill fouls it off the leg of the catcher, Rosario, and he goes down quickly. He's in some obvious pain. Now back up on his feet trying to walk it off. Been a painful series for catchers so far this week. Saw Kevin Parada get the worst of it the other night. And now Ronald Rosario a tad bit worse for wear right now. Lavar. David Buster is Kid Caster of the game, coming on a little bit later. Here on the Cyclones Radio Network. The training staff just now beginning to come out to take a look at Rosario. Kind of surprised it took this long. Looks like Matt Hauser, the assistant athletic trainer, Iggy Suarez, the skipper, out of the dugout to take a look at Rosario, who is feeling a little bumps and bruises right now. So Mateo Gill coming into play today. Hitting at 200 in Brooklyn, tied for the team lead, 5 homers and 16 RBIs. Overcast skies here on Coney Island today. Sandy the Seagull having some fun with young fans. King Henry and his Ukrainian blue and yellow as part of the Eastern European Day celebration today. Gill pulls this on the ground behind third. Nice backhanded stop by Jordan to his feet. Off balance throw gets away from the first baseman Miller. And Mateo safe at first. That should go down as an infield base hit for Gill. Indeed it does. And the Cyclones have the leadoff man on to begin the bottom of the second inning. That brings up Chase Estep. Estep 1-for-3 in game 2 yesterday. Was stranded at second with the winning run in the 8th inning. Righty against lefty. And the first pitch to Chase off the outside half. It's 1-0. Estep hitting at 216, 2 home runs, 19 runs batted in. 2-for-14 in the series. But hitting 292 since May the 5th. The 0-1. And Estep sends it back. It's 1-1. Greenville today wearing the road grays. Greenville across the chest in red script lettering. White and black border around it. Red numerals on the back, same white and black border around the edges. The 0-2. And Estep takes low. It's 1-2. The righty fires, and Estep pops it in the air. Left-hand side. This one will get out of play. Almost a great catch in the third level, just underneath us. But a souvenir nonetheless. Bastardo, gray pants, rolled up just below the knees. Red piping along the side there. Tall red socks emanating from the white cleats buried into the Maimonides Park mound. His 1-2, and Estep takes down and in. It's 2-2. Navy cap, navy bill. That red swishing G logo on the front. These two teams won't meet again until Brooklyn's final week on the road this season. Brooklyn will close out the road schedule with a 2-week road trip as Estep hits this one on the ground. A second could be two. On to second for one. The shortstop Ferguson on to first. Double play. 4-6-3 twin killing. And just like that, the leadoff single erased. Two out in the home second for Eduardo Salazar. Salazar nearly broke a light stanchion in front of the Greenville left field bullpen in the 8th inning last night as Estep tripped on first base and slid head first behind the bag. Salazar takes outside. It's 1-0. Salazar 0-for-11 in the series. 5-4 his first 32 in Brooklyn, the 1-0. Hit on the ground up the middle. To his left is Ferguson. He'll make the sidearm toss to first, and after Bastardo gives up a leadoff single, he faces the minimum thanks to a one-out or a double play. For Brooklyn, no runs, a hit, nobody left at the end of two, no score on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Blade Tidwell back to the mound, top half of the third inning. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Fan Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived here at Maimonides Park, located next to the bar by the Cyclones team store on the third baseline. Sweet and Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors, five booze-infused flavors for our adult fans, and three social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come on down to a Cyclones game to get your sweetness on. Carson Simas, Max Ferguson, Eduardo Lopez. The 3-2 up. The first pitch of the inning to Simas. Taken inside for ball one. Simas played both ends of the doubleheader yesterday. The 1-0. There's a strike. It's 1-1. The first two games of his Cyclones career. Or rather, of his drive career, I should say, was 0-for-4 with an RBI. 1-1. And a slider from Tidwell across for a strike. It's 1-2. Started both games at second base. Played some right field at the tail end of the ball game. 1-2. Outside. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Quarter to three here in the East, the 2-2. Fastball on the outside corner, strike three looking. Seen a few delayed calls at home from Elliott Melton today, but Blade Tidwell already with his sixth punch out with one out in the top of the third. Six of the seven outs he's recorded so far today, Johnny, have been via the K.
And he appears to be just getting better as this game progresses. He and Parada especially seem to have developed a nice rapport with one another here.
First pitch to Ferguson in the dirt. It's 1-0.
It's really been the case all year, and that's obviously what you want. You think about really two cornerstones of this current New York Met farm system in terms of where they stand on the rankings, what the hope is as far as their career tenure is concerned.
Ferguson takes a backdoor slider on the outer half for a strike. It's 1-1.
But a really cool opportunity to see these two work together and hopefully continue to grow and expand a relationship that will last many years.
1-1. Checked his swing. Did he go? You bet, says the base umpire, Brian Loss. And Ferguson behind 1-2 against his old Knoxville teammate, University of Tennessee. Tennessee taking on Southern Miss in the Super Regionals. Fittingly, that Tyler Stewart and Blade Tidwell pitching back-to-back this weekend for Brooklyn. Stewart, nine strikeouts in five innings of one-run ball yesterday in game two. The 1-2 high and tight. And it's two balls and two strikes. Tidwell and Ferguson overlapping for a year. Ferguson's last year in the orange and white. Tidwell's first season at Rocky Top. 2-2. Checked swing. Did he go? No, he did not this time, says Laws. And it's full, three balls and two strikes. Payoff pitch. And Ferguson fouls it off to the left. One will make it off towards the third base concourse. Still at three balls and two strikes. Somebody came away with the baseball for near the staircase beyond the left field side. The payoff pitch, slider outside for ball four. So Ferguson wins the second battle against his old Volunteer mate. One on and one out for the center fielder Eduardo Lopez.
Blade was evidently a bit frustrated with himself there, just missing his spot. But you love to see that level of care and grit.
Pitch to Lopez, taken outside. It's 1-0, just the second walk allowed by Tidwell so far today. You look at the numbers for Blade as of late. He has been outstanding. Is 1-0. And Lopez fouls it off to the left, banging off the window of a sweep in the fourth level. It's one ball and one strike. Really all started in an afternoon game against Hudson Valley. Throwback to first, and this time he's got Ferguson. Estep diving, ends up tripping him up. And that's one way to make the tag for the out. Well, he didn't strike out Ferguson for a second time, but he picks him off. And there are two out now in the top of the third. What a move once again by Tidwell. He's had a pair of beautiful moves today. And Estep did grab the leg of Ferguson before both of them tripped and fell to the turf. So a pickoff and caught stealing 1-3. And there are two out now with a 1-1 count on Lopez. The righties break even. And Lopez early on the change. It's 1-2. Tidwell, you look at those last four starts. 2-0, a 1.1 ERA. A 106 opponent batting average against him. The 1-2. Lopez in the air, left-hand side. Oh, what a catch! Sunday brunch on the rooftop, and a catch with the hat. The giveaway hat up on the press level. Oh, my goodness, sign that man up. Inside of Lopez, it's 2-2. I mean, he's no Johnny Gadamowicz doing it with the bare hands, but great play with the cap. Got to use whatever you have at your availability.
The hat adds a nice touch.
Outside, it's 3-2. I feel like it's a lot of times harder to catch it in that cap than it is a glove or any other receptacle. As Parada out to the mound to talk with Tidwell. And he motioned towards somebody in the dugout. Victor Ramos, Chris Newell. It doesn't look like either of the trainers are coming out. It looks like Chris Newell and Ryan Hecht. Oh, no, it is Paul Gonzalez. Paul cut his hair, didn't recognize him. The head athletic trainer for the Cyclones, along with Victor Ramos, tailing alongside. Chris Newell was being a tad bit optimistic. And it was Ryan Hecht, the head analytics guy for the Cyclones.
That would be quite the discussion. I'm not sure what would prompt analytics discussion mid-inning, but no, Ryan camped out in the dugout. I see him with the shades on.
But no, it was Paulie. Tidwell smiling, so that's a good sign. His first pitch, 90 miles an hour there. And Tidwell, I think, telling Gonzalez and Newell and Ramos what he thinks. And whatever Tidwell told Gonzalez, Newell, and Ramos, good enough. As the triumvirate heading back to the Brooklyn first base dugout. So glad everything okay with Tidwell ahead of this 3-2 pitch. Cloudy Sunday afternoon. Blade looking for his first 1-2-3 inning. And that misses high for ball four. Slider slipped. Third walk of the afternoon for Blade. And now for the second time today, we have a matchup between Blade and Blaze. No, this is not a scene out of Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn in dodgeball. Although I would love to see Brooklyn play as the Purple Cobras one day. Average Joes
not
has been done.
The average Joes?
I was going to say, the average Joes have been done already. As Jordan takes outside, it's 1-0. Wonder how many times Blaze Jordan has heard that joke. This foul towards us. And it's one ball and one strike. Jordan walked his first time up. Another great catch. Passing it on to the kid. Tidwell's 1-1. Swing and a miss. Offered at the slider down. And it's one ball and two strikes. Just felt one rain droplet, one solitary rain droplet. 1-2. This pulled on the ground right side and threw for a base hit. Lopez thinks about turning at second, holds on and slams on the brakes. Bobbled out there by Palmer. But he'll retreat. And Jordan has a base hit. So Blaze has reached twice today against Blade. 2 on and 2 out is now Victor Ramos out for a pitching coach visit. Sunshine emanating now on the diamond, even though got a couple of rain droplets coming down from the heavens. Of course, why not? It was only about a 10% chance of rain today. And sure enough, it is raining here at Maimonides Park.
It feels like they are rather large rain droplets just from a feel standpoint.
Yeah. They definitely
Which is
are.
Odd.
Not even the entire sky covered with clouds. Well, much like the players, we'll fight the elements here at Maimonides Park. As here is Brian Gonzalez, struck out his first time, and a first pitch fastball cut on and missed at 91. It is 0-1. Top of the 3 o'clock hour, getting close. Greenville and Brooklyn scoreless. 2 on, 2 out. The 0-1. And Gonzalez takes a strike on the outer half. It's 0-2. Tyler Miller, first baseman, waiting on deck. Brooklyn will have 8, 9, and 1 due up in the home half of the third, along with our Dave and Busters, kid caster of the game. The 0-2 from Blade. Up and away. Didn't get the call from the home plate umpire, Melton. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lopez at second, Jordan at first. On a walk and a single. The 1-2. Struck him out swinging. Slider down and away. Parada throws down to first to complete the strikeout. Blade Tidwell, 7 punchouts through 3 shutout innings so far this afternoon. No runs, 1 hit, and 2 men left at the end of 2.5. No score on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. Be joined by our Dave and Buster's kid caster of the game when we come back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Top of the 3 o'clock hour. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Cesar Berbessi, DeAndre Smith, Jalen Palmer. 3 due up in the inning. Most of the rain has subsided up for now, but we are joined now by our Dave and Buster's kid caster of the game, Owen Eirich. Owen, how you doing today, buddy?
Good.
So glad to have you out here at the ballpark this afternoon. Who are you here at the ballgame with today?
My mom, my friends, and my dad.
That's awesome. How many friends are you out here at the ballpark with today?
Three.
That's fantastic. You guys having a great time today? That's awesome. First pitch of the inning to Cesar Berbessi, lined into right field for a base hit. And the Cyclones have one on and nobody out to begin the bottom of the third. You a big baseball fan, Owen?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite team?
Like the Nationals.
The Nationals?
Really?
How are you a Nationals fan up here in New York City?
Well, I lived in Washington for a while, so I like the Nationals.
That's fair enough. Got that hometown feel. It's DeAndre Smith, fouls at first base, side out of play. It's 0-1.
You got a favorite player? Who's your favorite player?
I like Joey Meneses.
Oh,
Joey,
okay.
Joey Meneses. Love that. Longtime minor leaguer. And now having a big impact at the major league level. This your first time coming out to a Cyclones game, Owen?
Yeah.
How do you like the experience so far?
It's pretty fun. I like it.
And first pitch was a foul ball. Smith has to spin out of the way at 90 miles an hour. It's one ball and one strike. Has there been a favorite part of your afternoon so far today?
Well, my favorite part has been the game and going out on the big rides.
Well, that's fantastic. The 1-1 swung on and missed. Runner goes. Throw down a second. Tag not in time. It's 1-2 on DeAndre Smith. Cesar Berbessi swipes second base, so he's in scoring position with nobody out. You went to the amusement park? You went to Luna Park before you came over to the ball game?
Yeah.
What was your favorite ride out there?
I like the Cyclones the best, yeah.
Couldn't ask for a better answer here at a Brooklyn Cyclones game.
It's pretty fast, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, you don't think? You've been on faster?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
The 1-2, and Smith strikes out on the changeup down and in. Angel Bastardo with his third strikeout today. So one on and one out in the bottom of the third. That brings up the top of the lineup. And Jalen Palmer, do you play some baseball during the springtime in the summer?
I like to play baseball. It's not my my number one sport, but I do like to play a little bit of baseball.
What's your favorite sport to play?
I like to play soccer mostly, but not in.
But Palmer takes a strike at 0-1. Well, there was a professional soccer team that did play their games here at Maimonides Park for a period of time, the New York Cosmos. Would you want to play soccer on this big outfield here?
Maybe.
Well, mix and bring out the baseball glove, bring out the shin guards, play some soccer, a little bit of baseball. What position do you play?
I like to play midfield or defense.
Oh, okay.
You got to run a lot to be a good soccer player, especially on midfield. Enjoy running back and forth like that on the soccer pitch?
Yeah, mostly.
Have you ever given being the goalie a try? Or because I know it takes a certain type of player to be a goalie. It's not for everybody. Is that something you've experimented with?
I've tried, but it's not my thing.
Yeah, it gets boring, right? Just standing there for so long.
I didn't have the intention span to be a goalie. As Palmer strikes out on the off-speed away. So Bastardo, back-to-back strikeouts after the leadoff single. And there is a man at second, two out, bottom of the third. Kevin Parada, the batter. Joined now by our good man, Owen Eirich, our Dave and Buster's kid caster of the game. You going to come back out to another Cyclones game this season?
Maybe.
No. We'd love to have you back out here at the ballpark. Especially on a day with a little bit more sunshine. Pitch to Parada, line into left field. That one's down for a base hit. Here comes Berbessi around third. Firing in is Ugueto, cut off by the third baseman, Blaze Jordan. It's an RBI single for Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones have a 1-0 lead. How about that, Owen? You come up here and you got the first run of the ball game.
Yeah.
You have to keep Owen around. The good luck charm for the Cyclones here on this Saturday, or Sunday, whatever day of the week it is.
That might be the first time that we've had scoring this year with our Dave and Buster's KidCaster of the Game in the booth with us.
I think you are absolutely right, Johnny.
How about that? You really are the good luck charm, Owen.
As Alex Ramirez takes down and away, it's 1-0. You still in school this year, Owen? Is school year wrapped up for you yet?
School's still going on. We're just finishing up our final tests of the year.
That's fantastic. 2-0 now on Alex Ramirez. Any fun plans for you this summer? Going to do anything? Going to play any sports? Do any camp activities?
Yeah, I'm going to go to a few camps. Going to Cincinnati and on a road trip.
Oh, that's awesome.
Ooh,
You're going to go? Going to go see some baseball up in Cincinnati as well?
Yeah, definitely.
That'd be your first time going to a major league ballpark?
No, I've definitely been to a bunch of those.
What's your favorite major league ballpark you've gone to so far? Is it Nationals Park?
Yeah, I like I do like the Reds Park too.
You've been there before? That's fantastic. Well, you got a lot of fun to see Ellie De La Cruz up there. One of the most exciting players in baseball now as Alex Ramirez takes outside for ball four.
How about our two local teams? Have you been to a Met game or a Yankee game yet?
Actually, I just was at a Yankee game 2 days ago.
Oh, very nice.
How was the experience? You have fun?
Yeah.
That's great. You had a great weekend. Yankee game, Cyclones game, getting some airtime on the broadcast. Getting to be on the air for a Cyclones run, maybe more. Here comes William Lugo. Flied out to center is first time up today. Two on and two out. Bottom of the third. Brooklyn a 1-0 lead as Lugo swings and misses. It's 0-1. Do you want to do some broadcasting when you grow up, Owen?
Maybe.
Maybe. What other things do you have you think you might want to do when you grow up?
I like designing. I like playing sports, of course. I like a lot of things.
Awesome. What grade are you going into? Or what grade are you finishing up right now?
I'm finishing up 6th grade and going to go into 7th grade next year.
Awesome.
You excited for high school in a couple of years?
Maybe.
It's not as scary as it sounds. That I can promise you. Two on, two out. The 1-1 to Lugo. And this fouled off Lugo's legs. It's one ball and two strikes. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz, joined by our Dave and Buster's kid caster of the game. That is Owen Eirich. Seeing the Cyclones score a run here in the bottom of the third on the Kevin Parada base hit. Got any fun plans after you leave the ball game today? Going to just have dinner, hang out with your friends and your family?
Yeah, pretty much.
1-2 pitch, struck him out swinging on the breaking ball. So Bastardo strikes out three in the inning, but the Cyclones take the lead with a run on two hits and two men left. Owen, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of the game with your friends and your parents, and you're always welcome to join us anytime here at Maimonides Park and on the Cyclones Radio Network. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Awesome. Well, enjoy the rest of your summer, Owen. Thanks so much for joining us. We head to the fourth, 1-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Cityside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 646-715-5555. That's 646-715-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Cityside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 646-715-5555.
Top of the fourth inning, Blade Tidwell back to the mound with Brooklyn holding a 1-0 lead. What a great job done by Owen Eirich here as our David Buster is kid caster of the game. And as Tyler Miller comes to the plate to lead off for the drive in the top of the fourth, we hand the play-by-play duties over to a former Mets kid caster, Johnny Gadamowicz.
Hey, Justin. Thank you so much.
I've been waiting to break that out all season today. Today was the day.
Fit right in. I love it. We've got Tyler Miller to start this fourth inning. Always great to have our Dave and Buster's kid caster of the game. And Owen was a natural.
He was.
Not nervous. Gave insightful answers. And really knows his stuff, too.
No, it's honestly, it's been a lot of fun this year to be able to see the game sort of through a kid's eyes and the wide-eyed opportunity to be up in the press box and take in a baseball game from this angle.
0-1 misses upstairs to Miller, and it's 1-1. If you're just joining us, Brooklyn 1 and Greenville nothing here in the top of the fourth. 1-1 from Tidwell, misses for ball two. Between innings, we just had a pierogi-eating contest down on the field, and Cyclone superfan the Wolf emerging victorious, fouled straight back into the netting, and it's 2-2.
But shout-out to Keith Rad, our predecessor here on Coney Island. In Pittsburgh, calling the Mets game against the Pirates today, had the best tweet I've seen about our pierogi eating contest.
Tidwell ready to offer up a 2-2, and it's a called strike three on the inside corner. Played Tidwell. Continues to mow down these Greenville bats, and there's one gone with the bases empty. Now Ronald Rosario, first pitch to him, misses low for ball one.
Well, what Keith said when he saw our tweet, our Instagram story about asking for people to participate in the contest.
1-0 misses high for ball two.
Keith with a legendary tweet saying, obviously in Pittsburgh at PNC Park, their mascot race is racing different types of pierogies.
Fouled back.
So he thought the Cyclones were making their way to Pittsburgh to play the Pirates
right
today.
Two balls and a strike with one gone. 2-1 delivery. Misses just inside. And it's three balls and one strike now to Ronald Rosario. Rosario doing the catching for Greenville today at 321 so far this season. 3-1 pitch. Misses low and away, ball four. So a one-out walk issued by Tidwell puts Rosario on first base for Miguel Ugueto for the second time today. Ugueto is first time up, singled. And now he comes on here representing the go-ahead run here in the top of the fourth. It's 1-0 Brooklyn. Hazy overcast day with some blue sky here on Eastern European Day at the ballpark. First pitch, swinging a sharp line drive straight away center field. Ramirez back. It's over his head. He won't get there. It two hops all the way to the wall. One run into score. Perhaps the throw is late. So that run indeed into score, and Greenville ties the game on an RBI double from Miguel Ugueto. Rosario got the wave and turned on the wheels. And the throw was not in time, so we're all even at one.
Yeah, that ball had a lot of lift to it. Just kept on carrying and carrying, even with the wind blowing in a tad.
Now Nick Decker with one gone. And Ugueto off of second base. The pitch misses outside. 93-mile-per-hour heater from Tidwell. And it's 1-0. So Greenville pulls even in the fourth. The drive threatening to do more damage. 1-0, swing and a miss. And it's a ball and a strike now to Decker. Ugueto off of second base after his RBI double. Brooklyn infield shifted slightly to the right. The third baseman, Gill. Plenty of real estate between he and the third baseline. The shortstop, Lugo, shaded towards the second base bag. And Tidwell steps off and bluffs a throw. Greenville a run on three hits now, no errors. Brooklyn a run on four hits with no errors thus far today. Tidwell from the first base side of the slab, set at the belt and a 1-1 pitch. Misses outside, two balls and a strike. Final game between these two teams here of the week. 6 of 6. Cyclones trying to end this series on a high note. 2-1, swing and a miss, and dropping to a knee in the process was Decker. Two balls and two strikes, a bending breaking ball that time from Tidwell.
It's been nice to see the development of that changeup throughout the course of the season for Blade, getting better with each passing month.
Two balls, two strikes, one gone. Runner on second. Here's a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Right back to the change yet again. Decker down on strikes. Tidwell, his second strikeout of the inning. He's got nine now on the day.
One shy away from tying the most by a Cyclone in a single game this year. The guy who had the most, Blade Tidwell.
Let's not forget, he's only pitched 3 2/3 and pounds a strike on the outside corner. It's nothing and one to Carson Semus. Semus a strikeout victim, as are many of his teammates. 0-1 with a backwards K in the third. 0-1. Comebacker over the mound and through the middle of the infield. Ugueto gets the wave around to score, and the throw never comes. Took Ramirez a bit too long. It looked like he may have bobbled it initially. And it's an RBI single off the bat of Carson Semus, and Greenville pulls ahead. It's 2-1 here in the fourth.
That Carson's first hit as a member of the drive, his second RBI.
So despite Tidwell racking up the strikeouts and continuing to do so, Greenville does seize an early 2-1 lead here in the top of the fourth. First pitch misses up and away to the leadoff man. We're back to the top now for Max Ferguson.
We've seen that a bunch recently. Brooklyn scored two in the bottom of the first in game one yesterday. Greenville scored three in the top of the second and never relinquished the lead.
1-0 is chopped foul on the right side. It's 1-1. Yeah, the drive have been quick to respond. Sometimes teams almost enjoy playing from behind, in a sense, knowing that it's only a matter of time until the bats get going a little bit. It's been the case for Greenville this week. 1-1. Laid on a heater, and it's a ball and two strikes.
And especially when you're a team like Greenville that has won eight of their last 10 games, playing their best baseball of the season, and when everything seems to be going right, you feel anything is possible.
One ball, two strikes, two outs. It's 2-1 drive with a runner on first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Number 10 on the day for Blade Tidwell. Three strikeouts in the frame, but Greenville does score twice to hop out to a 2-1 lead. We're through 3.5 here from Maimonides Park on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
Five, six, seven for Brooklyn in the bottom of the fourth. On to face Angel Bastardo, the right-hander for Greenville. If you're just joining us, Greenville 2 and Brooklyn 1 here in the home fourth with Justin Rock. My name's Johnny Gadamowicz. So glad you could join us. Mateo Gill, the first to bat here in the home half of the frame. Greenville just hopped out to a one-run lead after putting up a two spot in the top half of the frame. And the first pitch is in there for a called strike to Mateo. It's nothing and one. Gill singled his last time up, but was then taken off the base paths after Chase Estep hit into a 4-6-3. And this a check swing foul on the right side. And Gill behind quickly, nothing and two. Mention the day off tomorrow for Brooklyn. League-wide off day on the Mondays before Brooklyn hits the road. to take on the Aberdeen Ironbirds. First trip to Aberdeen of the season for the Cyclones this year.
And the first since falling to them in the league division series last season.
Aberdeen, who is really enjoying the luxury of having Jackson Holliday on their team, number one overall pick a year ago. Of course, he was here earlier in the year. 0-2, Gill swinging a miss, down on strikes. Elevated heater from Bastardo. He has his fifth, or rather sixth, strikeout of the day now, and there's one gone with the bases empty. And Holliday, thinking back to that week here when the Ironbirds visited the Cyclones, had himself a solid week. Nothing to write home about, but really ever since the end of that Brooklyn series has just been tearing the cover off the baseball. First pitch. Estep takes a called strike on the breaking ball. It's nothing and one.
And they've just continued to add. Creed Willems, one of the Orioles' top prospects, has joined them as well.
A one. Misses just off the plate for ball one. It should be very interesting to see, with a guy like Holliday, that kind of profile, putting up that kind of numbers, or those kind of numbers, how long he'll remain with Aberdeen. As a 1-1 is slapped foul on the right side, it's 1-2. Of course, so young still, drafted out of high school. The number one pick just a year ago, but it's not uncommon to see guys rise up through the ranks of systems rather quickly. I mean, take the Los Angeles Angels' Zach Neto, shortstop who was drafted last year, 1-2. And Estep swings and misses. Back-to-back strikeouts for Bastardo. And there are two gone with the bases empty. But Neto, someone who was selected by the Angels a year ago, and he's already at the major league level. So, of course, it's not super common, but to see guys that are high profile rise up the ranks quickly is starting to become more and more of a common occurrence, if you want to call it that, as a first pitch to Eduardo Salazar misses down and away for ball one.
Looks like Robert Colina up in the Brooklyn bullpen. Tidwell is at 90 pitches.
1-0. Served on the ground, foul on the right side. And it's a ball and a strike. Tidwell with 10 strikeouts. The most by a Brooklyn starting pitcher this season.
I'm trying to think of who's the last teenager to end up in Double A.
1-1, swing and a miss.
Out of high school, I should add. My immediate thought is Bryce Harper.
Right.
And I would not be shocked at this point if Holliday ends up in Bowie at some point this year.
The 1-2. Misses just a hair inside to Salazar, and it's two balls and two strikes. Always an interesting conversation to have. 2-2 to Salazar. A ground ball on the left side. The shortstop Ferguson collects to his left and zips it over to first in time for out number three. A 1-2-3 for Bastardo in the fourth preserves a 2-1 Greenville lead. We head to the fifth on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This pitching change brought to you by Bicol Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, or log on to BicolAutoMall.com. On is the native of Punto Fijo, Venezuela. The right-hander Robert Colina takes over for Blade Tidwell, who was outstanding does leave the pitcher a record on the losing side, but four innings, two runs, four hits, did walk four, but tied a career high. 10 strikeouts tonight, matching the most by a Cyclone starter this year. The only other man to do it, Blade Tidwell. Eduardo Lopez to lead off as we send it back to Johnny.
I'm sure Blade wishes he was the pitcher of record on the other end, but a masterful outing nonetheless as a first pitch misses up and away to Eduardo Lopez from Robert Colina. On now to relieve Tidwell, who pieced together a very solid outing for the Cyclones, is a 1-0. Is in the dirt, low for ball two. For Blade, his final line, four innings, four hits, two runs, both of them earned. Did walk four batters, but 10 strikeouts. 2-0 from Colina. A sharp line drive hit to center field. Ramirez in, and he can't get there. Had to play it off a hot leadoff single for Eduardo Lopez to start this top of the fifth. And the drive with a man on and nobody out for their three-batter now, Blaze Jordan. First bit of action for Colina since June the 3rd. Second game of a doubleheader at Jersey Shore. First pitch, sliced foul on the right-handed side into the parking lot. And it's 0-1. The numbers on the year for Colina with Brooklyn. Pitching in his seventh game now, a 4.70 ERA. The 0-1 misses inside. It's a ball and a strike to Jordan. Blaze batting third, playing third today. In his usual spot this series in the three-hole and at the hot corner. 1-1. Jordan takes just off the plate for ball two. Hitting an even 300 on the year. One of two guys in this Greenville lineup, 300 or better. 2-1. Swing and a line drive to center field. This one much more playable for Ramirez, who camps under it to his left. And makes the one-handed catch for out number one. Ronald Rosario, the other member of the drive, that during his time in Greenville this season is up over 300. Rosario entering play today at 321. One gone, Lopez off of first. Greenville 2, Brooklyn 1. We're in the top of the fifth on a overcast Sunday afternoon from Maimonides Park. First pitch, swing and a miss on a 90-mile-per-hour fastball to Brian Gonzalez. For strike one, Gonzalez 0-2 today, two swinging strikeouts. First baseman Estep holds the runner on, and an 0-1 offering is in there for a called strike yet again. Colina right back to the fastball, and he's ahead quickly 0-2. Gonzalez has the high red socks pulled all the way up to the knees, and the gray pants tucked in. 0-2, swinging a sharp foul ball back towards us, the old makes everybody in the ballpark flinch. I think it's coming straight at you. I'll admit, I flinched a little. Tough to read those sometimes, particularly with the angle we're perched at. And time is gone before an 0-2 delivery on the way from Colina. Drive, two runs, five hits, no errors. Brooklyn, one run on four hits. The run for the Cyclones coming in the home third. An RBI single from Kevin Parada to score Cesar Berbessi. 0-2 pitch, misses away. Colina not a fan. Perhaps a couple of droplets of rain starting to fall a bit again. Saw that just for about 30 seconds earlier. 1-2, hit in the air on the right side. The right fielder, Palmer, to his right, now his left, makes the catch for out number two. So after a leadoff single by Eduardo Lopez, Robert Colina sat down back-to-back drive hitters, the 3-4 hitters no less, in Jordan and Gonzalez. And now Tyler Miller next with two gone and a runner on first base. Lopez off of first does have some speed, 10 steals on the year. We'll see how aggressive he wants to be here with two gone. Greenville trying to add to their lead. Chopped on the right side. The second baseman, Berbessi, retrieves it, but the throw is well late. Berbessi had to go back onto the shallow right field grass to get there, which he did. But no one really covering the bag in the meantime as Estep came in on the play trying to make something happen. And Colina himself not there in time. Even if someone was there, would have been a really tough ask for Berbessi to get it there in time. So Lopez up to second, and now Miller on first. Still two gone, and a 2-1 drive lead. Righty batter Ronald Rosario next. This might be the guy you want up right now if you're Greenville. Righty on righty, the pitch. Fouled back, it's nothing and one. Rosario today lined out to left, then walked and later came around to score on an RBI double by Miguel Ugueto. Ugueto on deck. Would be next should things continue here in the top half of the fifth inning. Kalina, a glance back towards second, now the 0-1. And he dirts a fastball low and away, it's 1-1. Good to see the backyard up and operational beyond the right field line. Or right field fence, I should say. Bouncy house looks like it's in full use as well. Always a fun time out at the ballpark. 1-1 misses down and away. And it's two balls and a strike. We mentioned it the week of the Memorial Day series, Justin, how it really felt like that Coney Island starting to have that real kind of summer buzz to it a couple of weeks back. And as we've progressed into the month of June, particularly now on the weekend as well, all the more true. 2-1 golf foul on the right side. And it's two balls and two strikes. I mean, take today, not the most gorgeous day in the world by any stretch. Certainly comfortable, not too hot, not too cold, but.
Yeah, we're both rocking shorts today, so yeah. It's a nice change of pace.
But even on a day like today where it's not blue skies as far as the eye can see, 2-2. Hit on the ground on the left side, the shortstop Lugo underhand flipped to second in time for out number three. A packed house regardless of the weather here at Maimonides Park. Cyclones trail though 2-1 as we head to the home fifth on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones in need of some offense. They trail 2-1 as we head to the bottom of the fifth here at Maimonides Park. 8-9-1 for the Clones at the dish here in the home fifth. Cesar Berbessi, DeAndre Smith, and Jalen Palmer occupying the leadoff spot today for Brooklyn. First pitch from Bastardo. Misses inside to Berbessi for ball one. Only run of the day so far for Brooklyn coming in the bottom of the third. 1-0 is foul ball. One ball and one strike. A Cyclones team really in need of some hitting. When you think about the narrative of yesterday's doubleheader, 1-1 called strike. And it's 1-2. Brooklyn 9-2 losers in the first. A 2-1 final in 8 innings in the back half. 1-2. And Berbessi watches it go by for ball two. Count evens up at 2 apiece. It's always nice to grab that win on a getaway day before the off day. Carry some momentum. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball. Slow hit on the right side. But the shortstop Ferguson on the other side of second base collects and throws in time for the out. A nice play by Ferguson, who covered plenty of ground to get to that baseball. Usually, that's, of course, Carson Semus at second base, but for whatever reason, Ferguson happy to help out his middle infield partner, ranged over, scooped it, and retired Berbessi, who does have speed. Swing and a miss on a first pitch to DeAndre Smith. And Smith behind, nothing and one. DeAndre 0-for-1 today, a swinging strikeout in the bottom of the third. 0-1. Takes a called strike. It's 0-2. Smith not a fan of that call. Elliot Melton calling the balls and strikes today. Brian Laws on the base paths. Those two alternating every game this week, as per usual. Bastardo into his full wind, a high leg kick, and the 0-2 misses just outside, a ball and two strikes. One, two. A high chopper on the left side, off a hop, the third baseman Jordan gloves and throws to first in time for out number two. So after a 1-2-3 fourth inning, Bastardo has retired the first two here in the fifth. Make it six straight. He has sat down, and now he gets Jalen Palmer. Third time through the order for Bastardo. First pitch to Palmer. Takes a called strike. It's nothing and one. Jalen in the leadoff spot today. Haven't seen that all too often. 0-1. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. Palmer 0-for-2, two swinging strikeouts. It's not often you see someone who is sub-200, a .183 as Palmer is, occupying the top spot on the lineup card. 0-2, swinging a miss, strike three. Oh no, did he get a piece? He did. Pardon me, foul tip. But for Palmer, we've spoke about it throughout this series, Justin. He does find ways, even when he's not pouring in the base hits, to impact the game. Drawing a walk, stealing a base. 0-2, flared off the handle of the bat to second base. Off one hop, Semus backwards makes the throw in time for out number three. A 1-2-3 for Bastardo. Three ground outs in the fifth. Keeps it 2-1 Greenville as we head to the sixth on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
We move right along to inning number six here on this Sunday afternoon. Greenville Tribe, Brooklyn Cyclones closing up shop. The six-game set before both teams off tomorrow. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. Thanks so much for being with us. We've got 7-8-9 for Greenville to get the sixth underway. Miguel Ugueto, Nick Decker, and Carson Semus. Robert Colina on for his second inning of work after Blake Tidwell struck out 10. And Kalina's first pitch. Called strike, it's nothing and one. Ugueto 2-for-2 today. A single, a double, a stolen base, a run, and an RBI. a productive afternoon. 0-1, a college strike. And it's 0-2. Ugueto, a glance back towards his teammates in the Greenville dugout. Not a fan of the call from Elliot Melton behind the plate. Kalina exclusively from the stretch. An 0-2 breaking ball misses just a bit inside. A ball and two strikes. Thunderbolt roller coaster in full action beyond the center field wall. That and the rest of Luna Park combined with the boardwalk, the beach, the ocean, making for just a pristine backdrop all summer long here at the ballpark. Had a couple good baseball skies this week. 1-2 was fouled straight back, and we'll try it again at 1-2. Had a bit of a rainbow going on yesterday beyond right field on a little bit of a wacky weather day. Of course, earlier in the week, the air quality, thinking back to Wednesday, an interesting scene. 1-2. Misses just off the plate. It's 2-2. Sort of that orange glow and gloominess that so much of the city and different areas across the Northeast experienced. Today, another interesting one. A mix of dark clouds and blue sky. 2-2, laced to left field. That's over the head of Salazar. Karam's off the wall. Charging in for second base is Ugueto, and he's in safely with a stand-up double. His second double of the day. And he's hit him in back-to-back plate appearances. Runner on second, nobody out for Nick Decker.
Ugueto now 3-for-3 on the afternoon as well. A single and a pair of doubles came into the series with a sub-200 average. But is now 5-for-13 in this series with four extra base hits.
Shortstop Lugo shaded towards the bag to hold him on. And the first pitch misses away to Nick Decker. Count 1-0. Decker 0-for-2, two swinging strikeouts. But his first time facing Kalina this afternoon. Kalina comes set practically at his chin and a 1-0. Misses low for ball two. Keeps the arms up, suspended. And tucks that mitt just behind his practically right ear. 2-2. Hit in the air. Left center field. Chasing Ramirez back towards the track at the wall. And he gets there. Makes the catch, but well deep enough for the runner Ugueto to advance to third base. Nice job by Alex to get there in time, reach the arm up, and make the catch in front of the wall.
And did a pretty good job of making a quick transfer and getting that baseball in. Ramirez had to run a long way back into his right. And Chris Newell coming out. The talk with the base umpire, I think the Cyclones think Ugueto left early. Yeah. We've seen Brooklyn been called for it twice this year. But it seems like every time Brooklyn has challenged the other direction, it has not gone their way.
So we'll see what Newell is able to get out of the base umpire, Brian Laws. It appears for the time being as if everything staying the way it is. No changes as far as the runner potentially leaving early. So Ugueto up to third and one away for the righty batter, Carson Simas. Infield will come in with one gone and the pitch. Misses down and away for ball one. It's 1-0. Greenville 2, Brooklyn 1 here in the top of the sixth. Scoring has been at a premium today on both sides. And the play is to home for the Cyclone infield. 1-0. Misses down and away for ball two. Big spot for Kalina here. Cyclones in the home sixth. We'll have 2-3-4 up to bat. Parada, Ramirez, and Lugo. 2-0. And three straight balls all down and away from Kalina. And now it should be interesting to see if perhaps Simas is given the green light here with a runner on third. Three-oh pitch. And Seamus takes. It's in there for a called strike at 91 miles per hour. And now a 3-1 hitter's count for the right-handed hitting Greenville second baseman. Carson today, 1-for-2, struck out looking, an RBI single as well. 3-1, misses down and away, ball 4. So that'll put men on the corners with one out. Not necessarily the end of the world, as the double play now in order, perhaps. Victor Ramos, Brooklyn pitching coach, out to have a word with Kalina before we continue along here. And the rest of the infield will join in that conversation as well. Two runs on 7 hits for Greenville so far tonight. And now Kalina is set to go back to the top of the lineup for Max Ferguson, the final hitter that he has yet to face so far today for Greenville's 9. Home plate umpire Elliot Melton out to break up the discussion. Great day at the ballpark. Great day to be at the ballpark as well, as you see some action getting loose in the Brooklyn bullpen.
Wilkin Ramos up and throwing.
Which would make sense. Ramos hasn't been used in quite some time.
Lights have flickered on here at the stadium.
First pitch. Misses down and in for ball 1. Max Ferguson up to bat. 2 strikeouts and a walk today for Ferguson. With men on the corners. First baseman Estep holding the runner. And the 1-0 in there for a called strike. It's 1-1. Middle infield back. Double play depth. The first baseman Estep holding the runner on. And Mateo Gil in his usual spot. Maybe a couple steps in. 1-1. Swinging a foul ball. Back towards the sweet level, and it ricochets down onto the main concourse. Saw a nice basket catch with the hat earlier. Not the same sequence, though, on that previous foul ball. Now a 1-2, and it's hit in the air to center field, and it's down for a base hit. In front of Ramirez, that'll score a run as Ugueto taps home, an RBI single off the bat of Max Ferguson. And Greenville extends its lead. It's 3-1 here in the sixth.
101 miles an hour on the base hit to center by Ferguson. On the drive now with a 2-run lead.
And Kalina not out of the woods just yet. He's got 2 on with only 1 gone. And one of the better hitters on this Greenville team, Eduardo Lopez. First pitch misses down and in. And it's ball 1. Kalina gets the sign, is 1-0. Hit in the air on the left side, foul. And it's a ball and a strike. Yeah, interesting to see the lights flickered on. They don't really appear to be having too much of an impact on the visibility of the field below, but sort of that gloomy nature of the sky, you have to figure it can't hurt. One. Misses badly outside. Parada can't glove it, and both runners will advance. So 2 in scoring position now. Yeah. Seamus to third, and Ferguson to second on the wild pitch issued against Kalina.
Yeah, that's just a breaking ball that slipped up and away. Parada tried to stick his glove out there to make the play, but could not find a way to squeeze it. Now no longer a force. Infield comes in.
This will be Kalina's 40th pitch. With action brewing in the bullpen. And a 2-1 is splintered foul on the left side. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Kalina now at 22 pitches in this inning alone.
Greenville 3, Brooklyn 1. Two in scoring position and the infield in. 2-2. Fly ball, center field. Ramirez to his right. calls off the left fielder, makes the catch. Runner tries to tag home. The throw from Ramirez, a good one off one hop, but just a half a second too late. A sacrifice fly for Eduardo Lopez, plates Carson Seamus, and it's now 4-1. Greenville on top. Ramirez showing off the arm just to make it close.
What'd you do, Johnny? New York Police Department helicopter hovering over beyond the right field wall.
I should ask you the same.
On the count of three, let's run.
First pitch to Blaze Jordan. Dirted down and away for ball one. Jordan a walk. A single and a flyout so far today. Stands in now with two gone and a runner on second base. His drive up 4-1 here in the sixth. 1-0. Hit in the air. Left center field. Ramirez back into the gap. Has room. Makes the catch in front of the warning track for out number three. But not before Greenville tacks on two more. Courtesy of an RBI single and a sacrifice fly in the top of the sixth. 4-1 drive as we head to the home sixth, coming right up on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Oh, Bastardo back out for another inning of work for Greenville. Set to pitch the bottom of the sixth, where he will get 2-3-4. Parada, Ramirez, and Lugo, each of them for the third time today. It's been an efficient start for Bastardo, who has allowed only one run on four hits. Cyclones hitting woes, carrying over a bit thus far from yesterday, but still plenty of opportunity to right the ship here in this series finale against the Drive. First pitch to Parada. In there for a called strike at 83 miles per hour. It's nothing and one. Gavin a single in the first and an RBI single in the third. A one. Parada takes down and away. And it's a ball and a strike. Gavin, the former Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket in the Atlantic Coast Conference from Pasadena, California. 1-1. Parada. Skies it foul on the right-handed side, out into the parking lot. And he'll need to get defensive now, 1-2. Bastardo's 1-2 pitch. Parada a slow roller on the right side, down the first baseline, foul. And the count remains a ball and two strikes. Gavin did not play in game two of yesterday's doubleheader after going 0-for-2 with a run and a walk in the first. Brooklyn has not had a base hit since the third inning of this game. 1-2. Parada chops it in front of the plate. The catcher out to retrieve and a laser to first in time. Nice play by Rosario to get to that baseball quickly and retire Parada.
Yeah, make that seven in a row now retired by Greenville pitching. Actually, my math is bad. Eight in a row retired by Greenville pitching, dating back to the walk to Ramirez in the third.
And now it's Ramirez himself who stands in. One gone, bases empty. First pitch to him. Alex takes it low for ball one. Ramirez in the three spot today. Mentioned earlier, Jalen Palmer leading off. 1-0, up and in. Alex takes, and it's 2-0. Ramirez, as of recently, had pretty much exclusively been operating as Brooklyn's leadoff man. 2-0, takes fastball high, and it's 3-0. But Alex, someone who has spent some time in the leadoff spot, he's hit second his fair share, third certainly as well. Top of the lineup type guy for sure. Four-pitch walk issued to him here as a 3-0 fastball missed towards his left shoulder. And it's a one-out walk issued by Bastardo. And Brooklyn has a base runner for the first time since Ramirez was up last time around in the third.
Yeah, Bastardo's walked two today, and both have been in his last two battles against Alex Ramirez. Good patience from Rami.
That time, Bastardo didn't even give him a pitch to hit.
He's only thrown one strike in his last two plate appearances.
Lugo next. And William hits this one in the air. Shallow left field. Chasing Ugueto in, and he makes the catch in the sunshine. That just poked through and covered the entirety of the field, seemingly out of nowhere. As that ball was in the air. I think when bat hit ball, it was cloudy. And then by the time Ugueto made the catch and left, it was sunny.
Yeah, the sun's been doing this game a peekaboo, I feel like, the last inning and a half. Really right around the time the lights turned on at the stadium. I feel like that happens every time in a situation like this.
So after the F7, two gone, and a runner on first, and the first pitch down and away to Mateo Gil for ball one. Chase Estep on deck would be next. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Greenville 4 and Brooklyn 1. A throw over to check on the runner back in time. Mateo Gil in the 5 spot today for the Cyclones. Gil, another one who did not play the second leg of yesterday's doubleheader, but did play in the first, an 0-for-3 day. Swing and a miss. Over the top of a changeup, a ball and a strike now to Mateo. Gil so far today, a single and a strikeout. Waits on a 1-1 delivery. Bastardo working out of the stretch with the runner on first. A healthy sized lead for Aram. 1-1. Gil pops it up. Right side of the infield. First baseman Miller onto the grass. Makes the one-handed catch for out number three. So a one-out walk amounts to, well, nothing really in the frame for Brooklyn. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left at the end of six. Greenville 4, Brooklyn 1. On the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. Spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
We move to the seventh from Maimonides Park. Greenville 4 and Brooklyn 1. Cyclones 9 outs left to work with if they want to try to mount a comeback here in the late stages. And a new pitcher in the game, a Baikal Auto Mall pitching change for Brooklyn, Wilkin Ramos. Into the game, it's brought to you by our friends at Baikal Auto Mall. Be sure to visit them at 2859 Flatbush Ave in Brooklyn or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. take us home the rest of the way on the play-by-play microphone. Here's my partner, Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. Wilkin Ramos in for the first time in this series. And the first pitch to Brian Gonzalez brushes him back. It is 1-0. Gonzalez 0-3 today. Couple of strikeouts. Flied out to right his last time up in the fifth. As Wilkin misses outside. And it's now two balls and no strikes. Ramos, 22 years old, getting the ball for Brooklyn. 6'5", 210 pounds, 22 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican. As once again, the training staff out to take a look at another right-hander for Brooklyn. Earlier today, it was Blade Tidwell. And now after two pitches, Chris Newell, Paul Gonzalez, and Victor Ramos, manager, trainer, and pitching coach, out to take a look. And based on some hand signals given by Chris Newell, not sure what exactly this is in relation to. Not a whole lot of looking at Ramos. And I wonder if this is another potential issue with the mound here. Gonzalez, the head athletic trainer, talking to Ramos. Some hand signals given by Newell towards the dugout and the Brooklyn bullpen. Haven't seen anybody coming out. One of the umpires now racing towards the third base dugout. And everyone staring down at the pitcher's mound. Not the first time we've seen that so far this season or even in this series, as here comes Caitlin Hertz, the head groundskeeper at Maimonides Park, to take a peek at the rubber of the pitcher's mound. So that is my guess what they were looking at earlier with Blade Tidwell. And Caitlin getting word from Newell, as well as Victor Ramos and the pitcher himself, Wilkin Ramos. So there will be a bit of a delay here as Caitlin will go back towards the groundskeeping shed and pick up some tools in order to help fix the issue on the mound. Kevin Mahoney, Cyclones GM, is out there as well to inspect the situation. Top of the 4 o'clock hour, Greenville 4, Brooklyn 1. Greenville 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They have left 8. Brooklyn a run on 4 hits. No errors, they have left 4. Let's take a look at some out-of-town scores as we play along on this Sunday afternoon. Some finals already in the South Atlantic League. Roma beats up on Hickory at 12-3. A grand slam in that ball game from David McCabe of the Rome Braves. Only other final in Jersey Shore, Hudson Valley, a 1-0 victory over the Renegades. Drew Thorpe, Jack Neely, and Carlos Gomez combining on a 6-hit shutout. Bottom of the 8th in Greensboro, Grasshoppers and the Wilmington Blue Rocks are tied at 2. Sammy Siani, a 2-run homer for the Hoppers, his 6th of the year. Bottom of the 6th in Aberdeen, Ironbirds an 8-2 lead on Asheville. That's where Brooklyn will be starting on Tuesday. Judd Fabian, a 2-run homer, his 9th of the year for the Ironbirds. Logan Cerny, a solo shot, his 7th for the Tourists in that contest. And the only other game on the docket today, a delayed start in Bowling Green between the Dash and the Hot Rods. Winston-Salem, a 2-1 lead in the top of the 2nd inning. Carson McCullough, Connor McCullough against Austin Vernon. You see Kevin Mahoney with the Tamp. Caitlin Hertz with some ballpark clay to help try and eliminate that divot right by the pitching rubber. The entire Brooklyn infield, Wilkin Ramos and the two umpires out there inspecting alongside Chris Newell, the Brooklyn manager. Looking at the league standings, Hudson Valley a game and a half up on Greensboro after their victory today in the Northern Division. Jersey Shore after that series 3.5 back. Aberdeen still punchers throw away. Five games back in the fourth spot. Brooklyn right now nine games back, with the second half getting started in a couple of weeks. Looking at the South, Greenville, a one-game lead on Winston-Salem. Coming into play today. Right now, if the scores hold, that will stay the same. Bowling Green, the reigning league champions, four games back in third place. Looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard today. Mets falling in Pittsburgh against the Pirates 2-1. Jack Sawinski, a solo homer, his 13th of the year for the Pirates. Jeff McNeil, a solo shot, his third, the former Cyclone. Josh Walker, former Cyclone, inning in a third of a shutout relief. One hit, one strikeout, rejoined the big league club the other day. Triple-A Syracuse beat the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 13-8 today. Phillies affiliate Ronnie Mauricio not in the lineup at Triple-A Syracuse today. A lot of speculation about whether or not he might join the big league club. Carlos Baerga, the former Met, actually sent out a post on Instagram saying that he has sources saying that Mauricio is going to join the Mets for the Yankees series coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday at Citi Field. Hector Gomez, Major League Baseball insider, sharing that on Twitter during our game today. So we'll see whether or not that actually comes to fruition. Jalen Davis, a three-run homer, is eighth. Nick Meyer, three-run shot, is second. DJ Stewart, a solo blast, is 13th. And Carlos Cortez, continuing to swing a great bat, had three hits today, including a double and his fifth home run of the year. Great to see Carlos continuing to improve and thrive. Double-A Binghamton will start at 5:15 tonight in Reading against the Fightin' Phils. Another Phillies farm club. Junior Santos will get the ball there. Former Cyclone and single-A St. Lucie falling at home to Daytona earlier this afternoon, 8-5. Wilfredo Lara, a solo homer, his seventh of the year. There's a guy who could be a Cyclone before too long. He had two hits. Not an easy thing to have seven home runs by June 11th in the Florida State League. Major league-sized stadiums and the humidity in Florida creating a heavy baseball, as Caitlin Hertz, the groundskeeper, now working on the downhill slope of the mound towards home plate on the landing spot area. Fans dancing along, still having a great time despite the little delay here in the top half of the seventh inning. Looking around Major League Baseball on this Sunday afternoon, Diamondbacks beat the Tigers 7-5. Pavin Smith, two-run homer, his seventh of the year. Zach McKinstry hit his fifth for Detroit. Guardians, a 5-0 victory over Houston. Four-hit shutout from Shane Bieber, Trevor Stephan, and Emmanuel Clase. Andres Jimenez, Josh Bell, fourth and fifth homers of the year for Cleveland, respectively. End of the eighth, Orioles an 11-3 advantage on the Royals. Gunnar Henderson, Ryan O'Hearn have gone deep for Baltimore. Sal Perez, a two-run shot, is 13th for Kansas City. Top of the eighth in Philadelphia. Phillies a 7-3 lead on the Dodgers. Nick Castellanos, a two-run homer, is eighth. Freddie Freeman, Jason Hayward have gone deep for L.A. in that one. Nationals. Owens Nationals coming away with a 6-2 victory in Atlanta over the Braves today. Jamer Candelario and former Cyclone Dominic Smith home runs in that ballgame for the Nats. Matt Olson, a two-run homer, is 18th for Atlanta. Bottom of the seventh in Toronto. Twins leading the Blue Jays 6-4. Donovan Solano went deep for Minnesota. Matt Chapman, a two-run homer, is ninth for Toronto. Rays beat the Rangers 7-3. Wander Franco, a three-run homer, his eighth. Robbie Grossman, a solo blast for Texas, his seventh. Shane McClanahan now 10-1 on the year. End of seven on the south side of Chicago. White Sox, a 5-1 lead on the Marlins. Luis Robert Jr., two-run homer, his 15th. Jorge Soler, a solo blast, number 18 for him. End of six in Milwaukee. A's leading the Brewers 4-3. Christian Yelich, his eighth for Milwaukee. Seth Brown, Brent Rooker have gone deep in that one for the A's, as it appears that for the time being, the work done on the mound. Wilkin Ramos going to throw some warm-up pitches to test the mound work put together by Kevin Mahoney and Caitlin Hurts. Top of the seventh, Reds and Cardinals tied at three. Jonathan India, a solo homer, is seventh of the year for the Redlegs. Ellie De La Cruz, two for two with an RBI and a walk. Top of the fourth in Colorado, Padres a 3-1 lead on the Rockies. Jake Cronenworth, a two-run homer, is seventh. Wilfredo Tovar, a solo blast, his fifth for the Rockies. Everything else in the big leagues just about to get underway or will get underway momentarily. 4:05 start, Giants and Cubs. John Brebbia against Hayden Wesneski. Angels hosting the Mariners at 4:07. Griffin Canning against Logan Gilbert. And then Sunday Night Baseball in the Bronx. Yankees and Red Sox at 7:10. Clark Schmidt against Brian Bayo. Everyone dancing along. And Ramos, after some warm-up pitches, have deemed that everything is all good. Caitlin will drive the golf cart back to the groundskeeping shed. Kevin Mahoney will go back to his spot as the general manager. And Chris Newell will return to Brooklyn's first base dugout. So, been a long top of the seventh, and we've only seen two pitches. And now the 2-0. Strike to Brian Gonzalez. It's 2-1. Greenville 2-4, 2-6. They have a 4-1 lead. Gonzalez ground ball right side under the glove of Estep and past Berbessi into right field for a base hit. First hit of the day for Brian Gonzalez. And the drive had the leadoff man on to start the top of the seventh. We'll see how Wilkin adapts after this long break.
The first baseman, number 51, Tyler Miller.
Brings up Tyler Miller, has struck out twice, reached on an infield base hit his last time up in the fifth. Miller, 14 game on base streak entering play today, obviously now increased to 15 as he takes outside. It's 1-0, dating back to May the 21st. That's how long that streak has run. A 1-0, swing and a miss, off speed up. And it's one ball and one strike. The numbers for Ramos so far this year is 15th appearance, 2-1, a 2.1 ERA. 19 hits in 25 and two-thirds innings. The runner goes. 1-1 is a strike. Throw down by Parada. The tag by Lugo. In time to get Gonzalez one away. A great throw by Kevin Parada on a hop. Excellent tag by Lugo. And Gonzalez caught stealing. 2-6, 1-2 now the count on Miller. Good pitch for Parada to throw, and Gonzalez never quite got that left hand to second base. 1-2, Miller in the air, right center field. In and to his left, Ramirez. He'll make the catch with two hands by his waist. And there are two out in the top of the seventh. Brings up Ronald Rosario, 0-2 with a walk. Scored a run in the fourth, grounded into a fielder's choice that ended the fifth. Ramos, 12 walks, 31 strikeouts in 25 and two-thirds innings. Pitching for the first time since last Sunday at Jersey Shore. Slider strike into Rosario. It's 0-1. Gave up two runs, one earned on three hits. Walked two, struck out one in two innings. The overhead wind, the 0-1. And a snapdragon swung on and missed down and away. And Wilkin ahead 0-2. Great find for the Mets. Minor league rule 5 pick from the Pirates in the offseason. The 0-2. Curve sweeps down and away. It's one ball and two strikes. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Here from Maimonides Park on Coney Island. Greenville a 4-1 lead in the top half of the seventh inning. Lights on at the stadium, the 1-2. And Rosario rolls it past the mound, charging in Lugo. Sidearm throw on the move in plenty of time. And Wilkin faces the minimum in a rather unusual top half of the seventh. A little break for some mound manicuring. But Wilkin Ramos gets the job done. No runs, a hit, nobody left. Time to get up and stretch from Maimonides Park. It is 4-1 Greenville on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
New pitcher in the game for Greenville, Nathan Landry, on to relieve Angel Bastardo as Take Me Out to the Ball Game being sung throughout the ballpark here at Maimonides Park. Cyclones with some work to do. Only four hits on the day, one run to show for it. And they'll try to carve into this deficit now. Here as we enter the bottom of the seventh, Justin Landry on in relief of Bastardo.
A lot of great jerseys in the audience tonight. Michael Conforto, former Cyclone t-shirt jersey. Plenty of Pete Alonso, one for Team USA. Kodai Senga jersey. Haven't seen too many of those around. Great to see him represented well here at Maimonides Park. However, there is a Chipper Jones jersey in the building today that no Met fan ever likes to see. As Chase Estep will lead off here in the bottom of the seventh. Nathan Landry, the new man in the game. Battle of a couple of former SEC foes. Landry out of Missouri. Estep out of Kentucky. Estep 0 for 2, a ground out to second and a strikeout in the left-hander. Hits the inside corner. And the count is 0-1. Get you the final line for Angel Bastardo in just a moment. Kicks the 0-1, and Estep takes outside. It's one ball and one strike. Bastardo, six innings, a run on four hits. Two walks, seven strikeouts. Didn't throw a wild pitch, 88 pitches, 60 strikes. Looking to pick up his first win of the season, the 1-1. And Estep takes outside. It's two balls and one strike. Landry making his second appearance in the series. Last pitch in the opener on Tuesday night. Through an inning and a third, scoreless, two hits, two Ks. Estep pulls it sharply down the right field line. Fair by a couple of feet inside the chalk line and into the corner. Estep on his way to second, and he'll be there standing with a leadoff double. 102.5 miles an hour off the bat. That double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. So just what Brooklyn needed to start the home seventh. One on and nobody out for the left fielder Eduardo Salazar. 0 for 2, a couple of ground balls to short. Lefty against righty. Salazar looking for his first hit of the series. And he takes up and away. It's 1-0. Landry on the year. This is eighth appearance since joining Greenville from single-A Salem. 1-0. A 6.14 ERA, 7 hits in 7 in a third inning. 6 walks, 11 strikeouts, the 1-0. And Salazar swings and misses. It's 1-1. Landry, 23 years old from Canada, joined Greenville back on May the 2nd. Sun shining. The 1-1 from Landry. And Salazar takes outside. It's 2-1. Landry, 15th round pick of the Red Sox last year, started his college career, moved from Canada down to Park Hills, Missouri, threw at Mineral Area College in Park Hills, Mizzou. The 2-1, swing and a miss. Up at 88, it's 2-2. Was deemed the best late round pick by the Red Sox in last year's draft. Plus command, walked just 4% of batters last year. Fastball slider change. The 2-2. Up and away, it's a full count. Music blaring from beyond the outfield wall at Luna Park. Adding to that carnival atmosphere you see so many times here in Brooklyn. Landry looks towards second, the payoff pitch, and Salazar fouls it to the right. And it remains full at 3-2. He step over at second. Must be fun this weekend between him and Paul Gervais. Kentucky and LSU battling one another, much like Southern Miss and Tennessee are for Tyler Stewart and Blade Tidwell in the Super Regionals. 3-2. Salazar, a big bouncing grounder to first. Scooped up there by Miller. Takes it to the bag himself as Estep moves up 90 feet to third. So men at third, one out. Here comes Cesar Berbessi. Berbessi singled and scored Brooklyn's only run back in the third inning. Rounded out to second his last time up. Off day tomorrow. Brooklyn will head to Aberdeen on Tuesday. That series getting underway at 7:05. As Berbessi takes outside and low, it's 1-0. For Greenville, after this series concludes, they'll pack up, head back home to open up a series against the Grasshoppers from Greensboro. As Berbessi takes ball number two. Runner at third, one out. Brooklyn trailing by 3-4-1. Landry's 2-0. Down and in. And it's 3-0. DeAndre Smith, the DH, waiting on deck. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. The lefty's 3-0. And Berbessi takes a called strike. And it's now 3-1. Landry, long black hair flowing out the back of that navy cap. Gray pant legs hiked up just below the knees, sporting the tall red socks. The 3-1. Berbessi hits one high in the air to right. Back goes Decker to the warning track at the wall. He leaps and it's gone! Cesar Berbessi plays long ball. His first home run of the season, and Brooklyn is back within one thanks to the home run from number one. 4-3 Greenville with one out in the seventh. 98.4 off the bat, 357 feet down the right field line. Berbessi's put a few out in BP, finally gets one out in the ballgame. And now it is DeAndre Smith who takes down and in for ball one. Just what Brooklyn needed, Johnny.
Well, if there was ever a time for Cesar Berbessi to hit his first long ball of the season, that was it. You felt that this Cyclone offense really just needed a jolt in maybe a way that only a home run, Justin, was going to do to provide that spark. And now all of a sudden you get this crowd going. You're within one. You still have plenty of outs to work with. After all, it's only the seventh, so the entirety of the eighth the entirety of the ninth. We've seen a flair for the dramatic here at Maimonides Park down the home stretch. So many of these games, not just this week, but really seemingly every home series this season has had its fair share of down to the wire, move to the edge of your seat type contests. And this series finale here on this Sunday afternoon appears to be no different, at least for the time being.
Absolutely right, Johnny. I mean, talk about it. Brooklyn has played so many games, decided in a final at bat, not just here at home, but everywhere. As a swing and a miss from Smith, it's 1-1. You look at it for Brooklyn, 11 of their 55 games this season have ended in walk-offs, 6 against, 5-4. Landry's 1-1. And Smith pulls it on the ground wide at third by a couple of inches, foul. It is 1-2. Berbessi, his first home run of the season in 126 plate appearances. Put in perspective how rare it is for Cesar to leave the ballpark, just the third home run in 129 career games. Hit 1-2022, 1-2021. Smith, another hard ground ball foul. People scattering by Greenville's dugout. It is still a ball and two strikes. For Bessie's first home run since April 13th of last year at Clover Park in St. Lucie against the Clearwater Threshers. The 1-2 from Landry. And Smith, again, fouls it off towards the camera well. We'll keep it at a ball and two strikes. Greenville, 4 runs, 9 hits. No errors, they have left 8. Brooklyn, 3 runs, 6 hits. No errors, they have left 4. The 1-2. High, it's 2-2. Bottom of the 4 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you. Alongside Johnny Gadamowicz on the Cyclones Radio Network. Two-run homer from Berbessi pulls Brooklyn within one. The 2-2 and Smith. High fly ball. Right field line. Foul ground Miller and Decker. But this will get out of play. And it remains at 2-2. Get you our Coney Combos trivia question of the day. Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos to chime in. But on this date in 1957, legendary Brooklyn Dodger Roy Campanella set a new National League record for home runs by a catcher, hitting his 237th against the Braves up the road at Ebbets Field. Well, 2-2. Another one out of play to the right. Next pitch to Smith will be the ninth of the at-bat. But our question today is, whose record did Roy Campanella break? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. Get you the answer in the eighth inning. 2-2. We'll see 10 pitches in this at-bat as Smith sends one out towards someone's windshield.
Hopefully not ours.
Hopefully doesn't hit anybody's windshield. Don't need to be dodging pieces of glass on the way back to our cars to close out the homestand. Not the way you want to pick up a souvenir. Another 2-2. And this time Landry creates a swing and miss for strike 3. Up the ladder with an 89-mile-an-hour fastball. First strikeout for Landry tonight. And there are two out now in the bottom of the 7th. Wind really picking up here in the latter part of this ballgame. Now it's Jalen Palmer. 0-for-3, has struck out twice and grounded out. American flag blowing in a little bit towards the first base line. And the first pitch to JP taken for strike 1. Brooklyn in the alternate black uniforms for play ball weekend. Greenville in the road grays. The 0-1. And Palmer takes down and in. It's 1-1. Looking at the Super Regionals right now. Tennessee has jumped in front of Southern Miss 6-4 in the top of the 5th. Vols need a win to continue that super as Palmer pops one in the air, shallow right. Out is the second baseman, Seamus in the right fielder, Decker inviting the win. He'll make the grab to end the inning. But for Brooklyn in the seventh, two runs, two hits, nobody left. The big blow, a home run to right by Cesar Berbessi at the end of 7-4-3 Greenville on Valley Live at the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Cityside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 646-715-5555. That's 646-715-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Cityside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 646-715-5555.
Top of the eighth inning, Brooklyn trailing Greenville 4-3. Miguel Ugueto, Nick Decker, Carson Seamus, the three due up in the inning. Hope you've enjoyed our coverage all weekend long here from Maimonides Park. When the team hits the road on Tuesday, you can always join us. Log on to BrooklynCyclones.com, hit the Listen Live tab. We'll always tweet out our radio links. Looking forward to catch up with fellow Penn State grad Michael Marcantonini in Aberdeen this week as Ugueto takes a strike. It's 0-1. You can always dial up the radio broadcast to go over the MILB TV feed. This is a big bouncing ball behind second, fielded there by Estep, or rather by Berbessi, off balance. Throw is in time to get him. Oh, what a play by Cesar Berbessi after his home run in the bottom of the seventh. It took a big, a high chop, similar to the ball Ronald Rosario hit to bring in the go-ahead run last night. You wondered if it was hit too high, and by the time it came down, would not be able to get the out. But well done by Berbessi to make a quick transfer and throw to retire the leadoff batter as Nick Decker needs to get his feet out of the way of a sinking fastball. It is 1-0. Decker 0 for 3. And the game-winning home run on Tuesday night. That was a big swing and a miss. And the count evens at 1-1. Coney Combo's trivia question of the day. We'll get you the answer in the bottom of the eighth. Decker a line drive center field, waiting on it. Ramirez backpedaling. And he'll make the grab for the second out. Two up and two down for Ramos in the eighth. Brings up Carson Seamus. Has gone 1-for-2. Walked and scored his last time. RBI single in the fourth. And the count now 0-1 on the son of a former big leaguer. But on this date in 1957, Brooklyn Dodgers own Roy Campanella. There's a strike. It's 0-2. Set a new National League record for home runs by a catcher, his 237th against the Braves at Ebbets Field. The overhead wind, the 0-2. Cut on and missed, strike three. Wilkin Ramos dispatches Greenville quickly in the top of the eighth, needed just 8 pitches. But our question today, whose record did Campanella break for most home runs by an NL catcher? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos. Got a little bit of time. We'll get you the answer in the bottom of the eighth. Greenville a 4-3 lead on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization?
Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning. Pitching change for the drive. It is Alex Hoppe on a pitch for the drive after Nathan Landry goes an inning. Pitching change brought to you by Baikal Auto Mall. And his first toss to Kevin Parada in for a strike. It's 0-1. Hoppe gave up the game-winning base hit to Parada on Wednesday. Did not record an out. Gave up four base hits, all singles. As the 0-1 down and away, it's one ball and one strike. Hoppe standing at 6'1", 200 pounds, 24 years old from Clinton, Iowa. The 1-1. Outside and low, it's 2-1. Former home to the Clinton Lumber Kings. One of the teams that were subtracted when minor league baseball downsized. It was a longtime Mariners affiliate. The 2-1 Parada line drive left field. That one's down for another base hit. Parada had a three-hit game against Alex Hoppe in the drive on Wednesday. He's got another career high tying at three-hit game today under the Sunday sunshine. So Brooklyn has the tying run on to start the eighth. And here comes Alex Ramirez. Ramirez has walked twice and struck out. Hoppe comes home, and Ramirez fouls it off the catcher, Osorio. It's 0-1. Numbers for Hoppe so far this season, making his 19th appearance. 1-2, a 4.87 ERA. Two saves, 24 hits in 20 and a third innings. 12 walks, 29 strikeouts. Right-hander, back leg bent, front leg straight, is 0-1. And Ramirez chases the off-speed down and away. It is quickly 0-2. Hoppe, former sixth-round pick of the Red Sox last year at a UNC Greensboro. Had a chance to pitch in Greensboro earlier this year for the drive back in late April. And we'll get a chance to square off against the town where he went to college, the Grasshoppers, when Greensboro comes to town to Greenville next week. The 0-2. Breaking ball down. It's 1-2. Final line for Landry. He goes a singular inning. Two runs on two hits, no walks, a strikeout. As Ramirez thought about it, did not go on appeal, says the base umpire. That is Brian Laws. It's 2-2. Landry, 29 pitches, 18 strikes in that seventh inning. One on, nobody out. Brooklyn down by one. Hoppe's 2-2. And Ramirez swings and misses for strike three. 99-mile-an-hour fastball down from Hoppe. One away in the bottom of the eighth inning. One of the hardest pitches we've seen since Ramon Gomez landed on the IL back in May. William Lugo 0-3 today. And the righty offers Lugo a big bouncing ball towards third. That will kick foul. Nicely done by Blaze Jordan to let that still roll. Get you the answer to our Coney Convos trivia question after this at bat. Brooklyn down by one. Kevin Parada, an RBI base hit in the third. Cesar Bribessi, a two-run homer last inning in the seventh. Greenville, two in the fourth, two in the sixth. Now this one-run lead. They've won eight of their last ten. The Drive have coming into play on Sunday. The righty's 0-1, and Lugo takes low. It's one ball and one strike. Hoppy. Great career at UNC Greensboro. Did not pitch last year for the Red Sox after being signed. The 1-1. Ramirez, or rather Lugo, puts it in the air to right. Back at the track at the wall. It's gone! Almost identical to the ball Cesar Bribessi put out down the right field line an inning ago. William Lugo comes through with a go-ahead two-run shot in the bottom of the eighth inning. Third home run of the year, RBIs 10 and 11. This ballpark just barely small enough for it to get out. Just over the Geico signage. And off towards the backyard. 96.9 off the bat, 331 feet as this one off of the bat of Gill clangs off Hoppy for a base hit. Brooklyn has a 5-4 lead. And now man at first and one out. That's just a low line drive that had enough height to get out over the fence. Well, you mentioned last inning, Johnny. What a jolt a home run could do. And a jolt indeed it was. As Estep takes a strike, it's 0-1. No action right now in Brooklyn's bullpen. So I'd have to imagine they'll give the ball to Wilkin Ramos and try and finish the job in the ninth. Two key home runs to right in the seventh and eighth. As that pitch outside, unable to be grabbed by Rosario. It's a tad bit lackadaisical, and Gill, because of that nature, was a little bit late realizing and advances to second on a wild pitch. Just call him the Gadamstradamus. It's a mouthful. As Estep takes low, it's two balls and one strike.
Particularly for a team like this that doesn't hit many home runs here at home, for those two to come off the bat of Verbesi and Lugo in the way that they did, the moments they needed them, coming up clutch, and now Brooklyn in a prime spot.
Very rarely does the wind blow out towards right in this ballpark as Estep charges one. Deep left center field, back at the track, and able to make the catch. There is Ugueto. Looked like he was having some trouble there as the ball came in towards his mitt. Estep gave it a ride. You see Ugueto talking with Eduardo Lopez. Miguel looks like he needs to take a big deep breath. As that ball knuckled on him at the last second. The gusts of wind really doing some tricks to the baseballs here. And now Eduardo Salazar 0 for 3. Ground out to first his last trip. Gill at second with two out. Brooklyn ahead 5-4. As Salazar takes down and away, it's 1-0. But not only that, Johnny, it is much harder in this ballpark because of that wind normally to get it out to right field. So not only two home runs to take the lead, but two home runs to right to do the job. The 1-0 fouled off the catcher Rosario. And for the second time today, he's gone down in a heap.
I would say, north of 75% of the home runs we've seen, not just from Brooklyn, but from anyone here at Maimonides Park, are to left field.
I was going to say, I really cannot think of very many, if any, home runs by opponents this year that have gone out to Ryan. I know Chase Estep's first of the year went out deep to that direction. Obviously, the two home runs by Berbessi and Lugo here today. I'm trying to think off the top of my head and bringing up our home run chart to see if there's any others that would ring a bell. No. I think those are the only three this year that have gone out to right. A 1-1, and Salazar can't hit the off-speed down and away at 86. It's 1-2. Fans of all ages having some fun at the ballpark today. Salazar rests his bat on his back right shoulder. The 1-2 in the dirt, ball kicks to the right of Rosario, but not far enough away for Gill to advance. It's two balls and two strikes. Drive will have the top of their lineup due up in the ninth. Ferguson, Lopez, and Jordan. And time called. Cesar Berbessi with the two-run blast last inning, waiting on deck. The 2-2. Too far inside. And it's full, three balls and two strikes. Hoppy up at 22 pitches in the inning. So some calisthenics being done by a pair of Greenville relievers out down the left field line. The payoff pitch. Salazar ground ball to first off the chest of Miller. Picks it up and will win the race to the bag to end the inning. But Brooklyn takes the lead on the opposite field. Two-run shot by William Lugo. Two runs, three hits, one man left. To the ninth we go. Brooklyn 5, Greenville 4. Don't go anywhere. You're watching on Bally Live and listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Wilkin Ramos back to the mound, top of the ninth inning. Brooklyn trying to salvage the final game of this series. They've rallied from 4-1 down to take a 5-4 lead. Ferguson, Lopez, and Jordan, the three due up for the drive in the top half of the ninth inning. Couple of big home runs. Cesar Berbessi made it a one-run game in the seventh. A go-ahead two-run shot by Lugo here in the eighth inning. We move to the ninth. Max Ferguson 1-for-3. He has walked and singled. Drove in a run with a base hit back in the sixth. Ramos, the overhead windup, his first pitch of the ninth, is on the outside corner. It is 0-1. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game. Scores from out of town. A look ahead to the opener in Aberdeen. This is a ground ball to second. Jump throw from second by Berbessi. Oh, he's done it again! For the second time in two innings, Cesar Berbessi, a miraculous jump throw moving to his right on the infield green-shaded turf. Ferguson, one of the fastest players not only in the Red Sox organization but in the entire South Atlantic League. And Berbessi with some magical glove work for the first out of the ninth inning. Now it is Eduardo Lopez, and he takes outside for ball one. Lopez one for two. Sac fly to center his last time in the sixth. Singled in the fifth, walked in the third. And he takes low. It's two balls and no strikes. The righty's 2-0. And Lopez taking a strike. And the count now 2-1. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question real quickly in the ninth. The 2-1. Fouled back. It's 2-2. Ramos works at a breakneck pace. But on this date in 1957, Brooklyn Dodgers catcher Roy Campanella set a new NL record for homers by a backstop. It is 237th against the Braves at Ebbets Field as Lopez swings and misses for strike three. Got him on the fastball up and away at 94, and the Cyclones one strikeout away from victory. Two out in the ninth for Blaze Jordan. And our question was, whose record did Campanella break? Gabby Hartnett, who hit 236 homers for the Cubs and Giants in the 20s and 30s as Jordan takes a strike. It's 0-1. Ramos does not leave the rubber. He gets the ball back. He's ready to fire. Jordan swings and misses at 94, down and in. And now Wilkin a strike away from victory. Base is empty, two out, top of the ninth. Brooklyn looking for the comeback win, the 0-2. Slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning. Ramos throws 30 pitches over three shutout innings of relief. As Brooklyn comes storming back, he entered when it was 4-1. Berbessi, a two-run homer in the seventh, made it 4-3. A two-run home run by William Lugo in the eighth gave Brooklyn a lead. They would not relinquish. Your final score, the Brooklyn Cyclones 5, the Greenville Drive 4. Greenville 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 8. Brooklyn 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 5. We'll take a break. We come back. The recap report is next. Brooklyn a winner here at home against Greenville to close out the series. Don't go anywhere. More coverage coming up here from Maimonides Park on Coney Island.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home. And it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Did you think it was John off the bat? Did you go right away?
I know if you had no homer, it was safe.
yard as well. How much did the momentum factor in when the SD hits one all of a sudden? You guys got a couple of yards, you're feeling good going in to the mid range.
Thanks to William Lugo for joining Johnny Gadamowitz there down on the field here on the Cyclones Radio Network and Valley Live. Brooklyn coming from three runs down to knock off the drive in the series finale by a final of 5-4. Let's take you through the game that was here today. Blake Tidwell starting against Angel Bastardo was a scoreless contest going into the bottom of the third, and that is when Brooklyn was able to get on the board first. In that inning, it was a leadoff single, ironically enough, by Cesar Berbessi that got the offense going. He would steal second with DeAndre Smith at the plate after a strikeout of Smith and Palmer. Kevin Parada came up and was ready to attack the first pitch thrown. Parada line into left field. That one's down for a base hit. Here comes Berbessi around third. Firing in is Ugueto. Cut off by the third baseman, Blaze Jordan. It's an RBI single for Kevin Parada. And the Cyclones have a 1-0 lead. How about that, Owen? You come up here and you got the first run of the ball game.
Yeah.
Johnny and I join there for our Dave and Buster's Kidcaster of the game, Owen, getting a chance to take in the sights of the game's first run. But after that opening run in the third, Greenville able to take the lead in the top half of the fourth. In that frame, the drive, a one-out walk to Ronald Rosario, then Miguel Ugueto doubled over the head of Alex Ramirez. Rosario came around to score from first to tie the game at one. After a Nick Decker strikeout, Carson Seamus, an RBI single back through the box, brought in a tally and gave the drive a 2-1 lead. In the sixth, it was Ugueto starting the rally this time. With Greenville still in front, 2-1, Ugueto doubled to left. After Decker flied out to center, that moved him to third. Carson Seamus walked. And Max Ferguson, an RBI single, brought home Ugueto, made it 3-1. First to second, went Seamus. A wild pitch would advance the runners to second and third. Eduardo Lopez, a sacrifice fly to center, brought in a tally and gave the drive a 4-3 advantage. But then in the seventh inning, Brooklyn started to get their offense in gear. Chase Estep led off the inning with a double to right. And after he moved to third on a ground out by Eduardo Salazar, it was Cesar Berbessi who came through with one of his first home runs in his pro career. The 3-1. Berbessi hits one high in the air to right. Back goes Decker to the warning track at the wall. He leaps and it's gone. Cesar Berbessi plays long ball. His first home run of the season, and Brooklyn is back within one thanks to the home run from number one. 4-3 Greenville with one out in the seventh. 98.4 off the bat, 357 feet down the right field line. Berbessi's put a few out in BP. Finally gets one out in the ballgame. That two-run home run from Berbessi made it a 4-3 contest. Then in the eighth, Brooklyn able to take the lead for good. Kevin Parada started the inning with a base hit, and after Alex Ramirez struck out, It was William Lugo with a chance to be the hero. William Lugo comes through with a go-ahead two-run shot in the bottom of the eighth inning. That two-run home run by William Lugo, our Hal's Potato Chips play of the game. Hal's Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. Hal's Potato Chips, the official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Drive would go down 1-2-3 in the ninth as Brooklyn wins it today by a final of 5-4. Winning pitcher, Wilkin Ramos, he improves to 3-1. Three shutout, one-hit innings, no walk, struck out three. Alex Hoppe takes the loss. He drops to 1-3. Gave up two runs on three hits in an inning, no walks, and a strikeout. Final line score, Greenville 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 8. Brooklyn 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 5. Final time again today, 2 hours and 37 minutes with a 14-minute delay at the start due to the pregame ceremonies in front of a crowd of 4,698 as a part of Eastern European Day on Coney Island. Take a quick look at the out-of-town scores before we say goodbye. Only one game still going on. Winston-Salem and Bowling Green tied at 3 in the sixth. Rome beats Hickory 12-3. Hudson Valley shuts out Jersey Shore 1-0. It was Greensboro 6 and Wilmington 3, while Aberdeen beats Asheville 8-3. Looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard today, Mets fall in their finale to the Pirates 2-1. Syracuse rallies from 8-0 down to defeat Lehigh Valley 13-8. Double-A Binghamton going to get underway in about 15 minutes. Junior Santos will get the ball for them against Reading, Phillies Farm Club, and Single-A St. Lucie, an 8-5 defeat at home to the Daytona Tortugas earlier today. Looking at Major League Baseball before we say goodbye, Diamondbacks over the Tigers 7-5. Guardians shut out the Astros 5-0. Orioles 11 and the Royals 3. Phillies a 7-3 victory over the Dodgers. Nationals in front of the Braves, or beat the Braves 6-2. It was the Blue Jays over the Twins 7-6. Rays topple the Rangers 7-3. Marlins a one-run victory in Chicago against the White Sox 6-5. Top of the ninth in Milwaukee, it is the A's 5 and the Brewers 3. Just gone final in St. Louis. Reds take the rubber match from the Cardinals 4-3. Middle of the seventh in Colorado. Padres leading the Rockies 3-1. Tied at 2, top 3, Giants and Cubs are even. Bottom of the third in Anaheim, Angels 6 and the Mariners nothing, while the Yankees and Red Sox will battle later on today at 7:10. Clark Schmidt against Brian Bello. Our series wraps up here today after the league-wide off day tomorrow. Cyclones back in action on Tuesday night, 7:05 start in Aberdeen against the Ironbirds. Our coverage will start at 6:50. Eastern time, 15 minutes prior to the scheduled first pitch. No pitcher has been announced as a probable for that series on either side. Would imagine it'll be Cameron Foster, who started the opening game of this series against Greenville on Tuesday. But for further information on that, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com or check out our social media channels at BK Cyclones on Twitter. And at Brooklyn Cyclones, pretty much everywhere else. That'll just about do it for us tonight as the Cyclones come from behind, knock off the drive by a final of 5-4 for our entire ownership group with the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President, Stephen Cohen, General Manager, Kevin Mahoney, our Assistant GM, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters here at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, including my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Brooklyn, or again, your final score of the Cyclones 5 and the Drive 4. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow, not tomorrow, but Tuesday evening in Maryland. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon and evening. Enjoy your Monday. We'll talk to you on Tuesday in Maryland. So long from Coney Island.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.